Jackson Radio Works presents the K105.3 Football Game of the Week. Football Frenzy is on. Napoleon visits Columbia Central tonight. This evening's game is being brought to you by Trips Auto Shop and Collision Centers, Meckley's Flavor Fruit Farms, The Beach Bar, Northwest Community Schools, Collins Brothers Floor Covering, Denny's, Penn Chiropractic, the Jackson YMCA, Jackson Public Schools, American One Credit Union, Collins Brothers Floor Covering, Subway with the player of the game, Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and AC, Columbia School District, Modern Waste, Dale Robert of State Farm, Village Peddler and Gift Shop, Jim's Auto Body and Service, Stone's One Stop Auto Shop. Now we send it up to the press box with Captain Steve Boyle and Jason Smith.
Yeah, wasting no time getting this one started. The kickoff is off, away, and returned by Columbia Central. They take over possession to get
Jordan
things started.
With the kickoff and
about the
Pirates.
I'm seeing the 35-yard line. Is that what
tackle
you got, Jason?
Sam
that
Hunt
is what I've got. Tackled by Sam Hunt for Napoleon.
On the return.
The 2017-2018 season is underway.
Sam Toomas, 5'7", Sam Toomas.
First set of downs for
is
the Golden Eagles.
Senior from the wide receiver for the Eagles. Golden Eagles come out to the line of scrimmage, first and 10, and we are underway for the 2017 Football Frenzy season. These guys got that thing started about three minutes or so early, Jason,
yeah.
But we're ready to go. We couldn't wait either. Cole Patrick back and looking to pass, roll out. Now he's going to turn it upfield. He's got five, close to the first down before he's
Cole
dragged
Markins
down by
the
Napoleon
the
defense.
Brought down by Dewey
tackled
Stowe, the senior for Napoleon.
Dewey Stowe of the Pirates.
Cole Partridge, 6'1", 175, junior quarterback. So they got another year, this guy, and he had a tremendous year last year.
Yes,
sophomore.
14 touchdowns, 2 interceptions. I'd say that's a pretty good year out of a 10th grader.
Game.
So you get two more years of experience, and this young man will be interesting to see how they react without their star running back from last year, Micah Raby.
Yeah, Raby was Citizen Patriot Player of the Year. And they'll miss his breakaway speed, but I spoke with Coach Kubiak, and he says they're going to be a much better ball control team this year. There's some ball control that's turning into a breakaway run. Over the 50-yard line, down to the 30, to the 25, inside the 25, number 3, Carson Daniels. Big breakaway run for Columbia Central. So here they are.
The Pirates, where it'll
a few
be
plays
first
into the game, and they're already deep into Napoleon territory. Looks like they're going to actually spot it at the 25.
Yeah, that was a great closing speed there by Tony Silvestri, the senior for Napoleon on defense. Looked like he had come from sort of the middle deep area. He's shaded more towards the right-hand side, and he'll go back over that way on defense. Spreading it out here.
Shotgun formation. Archer takes the snap, fakes the handoff, flip back, looking to pass, chase down, gets the throw away, and
what a catch! Wow!
Cole Parch's pass caught.
Leaping catch and grab. Lucas Mendez.
First down.
Colin Bradley with the stop there for Napoleon. He just sort of didn't really tackle him, just kind of they fell into each other, but a great job to haul in that catch.
Good defense, but great hands by Mendez to jump up and pull that one down. We're at the 8-yard line now, deep in Napoleon territory, Columbia Central. Moving the ball with ease here in the early going. 9:53 to go, first quarter. We're live at Columbia Central High School. Rivalry game to kick off our season. It's a great way to start the season. 7 o'clock on K105.3 WKHM-FM, Jackson, Michigan. Finding ourselves actually out here in Brooklyn. Partridge out of the spread formation again, shotgun.
And we're going to get a flag. This
and
one's coming back.
False start.
Illegal procedure on the Golden Eagles.
And
it'll be a 5-yard
just
penalty.
They had a little bit of shift in the backfield.
The 15-yard line.
Yeah, it looks like tailback there was lined up on the wrong side, switched over, and that
some movement on the
hit
line
for the no-no there.
And you expect some miscues like that first game of the year for this team. But
opening drive.
So we'll take a step back, and we got first down. Still for Columbia Central from the Napoleon 12-yard line.
Looks like that's about right.
There's the snap in motion. Partridge back to pass again. He's got a man across the middle into the end zone. Touchdown, Columbia Central.
Number 21, Connor Davenport.
Connor Davenport with the catch.
Touchdown, Golden Eagles.
Just the way they drew it up.
And a great opening drive there for the Eagles of Columbia Central. Just a fantastic job by Cole Partridge to march this team right on down the field and pick up an easy six.
In the end zone with 9:01 to go first quarter, 6-0 Columbia Central, point after attempt. Partridge into the for the hold on the kick. It's up, and it's through.
Extra point is good for the Golden Eagles.
Micah Sonnenberg by on the kick. 7-0, Columbia Central. Let's
Cole
take
Partridge.
A 30-second break on K105.3. We'll be right back.
And the award for first in quality goes to Jim's Auto Body and Service. A one-stop shop for everything automotive. Whether it's body repair for your Deer accident or a complete engine swap, they have you covered. Jim's Auto Body and Service can mix the perfect color match with their computerized paint mixing system. If it's an insurance claim or out-of-pocket, all work is guaranteed. Jim's Auto Body and Service in Napoleon and online at jimsautobodyandservice.com.
You're tuned in to high school football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
And we're lined up for the kick, Columbia Central, to put the boots to it. Micah Sonnenberg.
Micah Sonnenberg.
Steve Boyle, Jason Smith on K105.3's Football Frenzy.
Eagles.
Folks getting signed up for that awesome Art Main Chevy Equinox. I got to look at that thing today, Jason. It looks
awesome.
Smooth.
Very, very nice car. Beautiful. Huge thanks to Art Main for hooking us up with that.
Yeah, some cool rides we've given away in the last couple years. And this one, I don't know, taking it up a notch, kind of. Sonnenberg all set to kick. Columbia ready to go. Back to receive is Weatherspoon for Napoleon. And the kick is a deep one, bounces to the 10, bounces all the way down to the 1, picked up by Weatherspoon. He's not going to have a lot of room. Cuts it across the field to his left, back a little bit, inside the 5 still. No, looking to turn it up, but can't find anywhere to go. He's carried out of bounds at the 10-yard line.
Yeah, he had nowhere to go. Just excellent coverage there on the kick by the Golden Eagles there, and he was brought down by a whole flock of those guys there. Seems like the entire kick team brought him down on that play.
Napoleon will take over. First and 10.
Ethan Weatherspoon on the return there. Out at the 10, first and 10 for the Pirates. Their first offensive possession of the season.
We'll see Darren Hampton under center for the Pirates last year. Got a little bit of action late in the season. Second half of the playoff game against Bloom and Christie.
Under center, I formation. Give is to the back. Duncan Wilson battling, but nowhere to go, and he'll get pulled down for about a... He's going to lose about a
short
yard.
Short gain for the Pirates.
The announcer's got it as a gain. I see a loss of one.
Yeah, tackled by Blake Bronson, the junior lineman for the Golden Eagles.
And the huddle breaks for Napoleon. Second down and 11. I formation, two wide left. Weatherspoon in motion. See the other side of the formation. There's a snap for Hampton. Another give to Wilson. Into the line and stops for no gain.
No gain on the play. Davenport for the Golden Eagles in on the stop. Also number 99, Lucas Mendez.
Stuffed there by Lucas Mendez, the 5'9", 165 sophomore defensive end.
So we got third down and 10 now for the Pirates, and they'll go four wide here, three to the right, one to the left for Hampton out of the shotgun with Wilson in the backfield.
And there are flags everywhere, movement on the line. Looks like number 68, Nathan
Legal
Phelps with the jump
on the Pirates. That'll be a five yard penalty, and we will.
And this first opening drive for Napoleon, not off to a very good start.
Well, you know, right from the kick return, they didn't leave themselves set up very well. So third and 15 now, out of the shotgun. Same formation as before the penalty. Hampton rolling in trouble in the end zone. Gets the throw away. Intercepted.
That is a big interception.
Intercepted by the Golden Eagles.
Intercepted at the 30-yard line.
Columbia Central will take over.
And I got Sam Tumas.
That is Sam Tumas, the senior. 5'7", probably one of the shorter D-backs you're going to find out there defensively, but he comes down with the pass and a great field position and a chance to take a huge lead for Columbia.
Tumas stays on the field, part of the offense here. First and 10 from the Napoleon 30. Columbia Central with an opportunity to go two scores up with 7:12 to go first quarter. Beautiful night for football here, opening night for the area. Partridge out of the shotgun. He's got two wide to his right.
Trips right.
You're right. I didn't see that guy.
Fumble.
Fumble on the snap and Napoleon all over it. They'll eat
fumble
him up back at the 40-yard line.
For Partridge.
And that is Jacob Skrzynski there on the stop. Cole Partridge really just had nothing to do. Just pick up the ball and lay down.
Yeah, great penetration from the Pirates front. And they were all over that fumble. They are going to mark that at the 38. So that's going to be second down and about 18.
And that one really didn't really... I wouldn't fault Cole Partridge too much on that one. Just the snap, a little bit too hot.
Yep, and miscues are not unexpected in an opening game like this. The team that limits it the most is going to probably end up on top of this one. Partridge back in the shotgun. Trips right. He rolls right. Heaves the pass. It's going down to the end zone. Weathers. No, I'm sorry. That's
Cole Partridge's pass.
That is Eric Earnvall. Is
back on the coverage.
Oh, I'm sorry. Earnvall was the intended receiver on that play.
Anyway.
And that was Colin Bradley on the defense there for Napoleon.
A little bit of a jump ball out there. Good coverage.
Yeah, a little bit long. But thankfully, Partridge threw it to really an area where if Eric Earnvall didn't make the catch, it was going to go out of bounds anyway. So good heads-up deep ball throw there by Partridge.
Columbia faced a little adversity on this drive. 3rd and 18. Partridge out of the shotgun. Trips right. One receiver to his left. And he goes into motion, rolling right, looking to throw. Gets the throw away. Great defensive play by Silvestri to
nice
jump in front of the pass
four,
and break
Tony
it up.
Silvestri of the Pirates.
That's going to bring safety.
Partridge's pass.
Looks like he had a man, and
intended for Michael
Silvestri
Phillips.
Was there in great position
bring
to make
up
a pass breakup.
For the Golden Eagles.
Columbia.
On this drive, I've noticed Napoleon, for this specific drive, they've played 2 to 3 people deep, almost sort of a cover two with two people playing center field, if you will, and then losing the middle of the field.
Nick Martin onto the field in pump formation for the Golden Eagles.
Columbia comes out to punt. Weatherspoon back to return. Ethan, he's set up down by the 10-yard line. They fake the punt. Partridge looking to throw. Got a man. Weatherspoon comes up, makes the hit.
No flag. That is a clean play.
Pass, a breakup.
Great
by
timing.
Ethan Weatherspoon on the fake
plays defensive back. And he turned it. He went from a punt return to a DB real quick. Made a big hit.
The Pirates at the 13-yard
almost
yard
had
line,
an interception.
First and 10.
But now Napoleon will start over first and 10.
Very interesting fake there by Columbia Central. The punter there, Dalton Fish, fell down. I think they were trying to fool him into thinking that the snap went over his head or something, and Napoleon didn't bite.
Boy, now their best field position so far. Hand off to Duncan Wilson, and again, no room to run back there for Wilson. The Columbia defense is keen on him.
That's Lucas Mendez on the tackle.
Duncan Wilson with a no gain on the
Wilson
play. Mendez with the tackle.
To replace some production that
Eagles,
they lose when Greg Weatherspoon graduates. And Weatherspoon certainly had a tremendous year for the Pirates last year. So Wilson was solid last year. And great 1-2 punch with the two of them. Now Wilson's looking to grab the majority of the handles. There's an end-around for Ethan Weatherspoon looking to turn it upfield. Nowhere to go. Stretched out to play. Columbia Central's defense continues to be stout here in the early going. We got 5:06 to go. First quarter, 7-0 Golden Eagles on K105.3. We do have J-Rod joining us during the broadcast. He's live downtown for the DDA Cruising.
Yeah, the lucky guy gets to check out all the Model A's. Over 150 down there. That's kind of cool.
So we'll hear from him when we get a break in the action. Right now, it is third down and call it 9 3/4. receiver in motion. There's two deep now. Back to passes. Hampton, great penetration. Gets the pass away and open and
pass
just dropped it.
From Hampton.
That was Chad Carpenter, the intended receiver there, and he had nobody around him. Might have had a shot at an easy first down there, just couldn't handle the pass.
That'll bring up fourth.
Good penetration there by Carson Daniels on the defensive side for Columbia. Sort of forced the issue on the play. And that will force Napoleon to punt.
Or at least come out in punt formation. We've already got one fake under our belt. 4:33 to go, but this one looks like it's going to be a real punt. It's up and away. It's a good end-over-ender. Bounces down to the 30. Good coverage by Napoleon. Picked up and on the run. He's got some room up the sideline. Turns it back inside.
Got the blockers.
He's got one guy to beat. 5, 10, 5, out of bounds at the 3-yard line. What a return
for the Golden Eagles.
For Connor Davenport.
Colin Bradley on the stop for Napoleon. He had one guy to beat, and Colin Bradley just with excellent closing speed was able to push him out at the 4. And once again, the third drive for Columbia starts with excellent field position.
Yeah, there were three Pirate defenders on the kick coverage there. It looked like they had a shot at making the tackle for no gain, but he turned on the burners and beat him up the sideline. Found some room, good blocking downfield, and foot race. He ended up getting taken out at about, well, I'll say it looks like about the 3.5.
Now we're going to get a timeout on the field by the Golden Eagles.
And that's Columbia Central taking their first timeout with 4:14 to go first quarter. Columbia Central leads Napoleon on K105.3. Back in a minute.
Driving in Kia from Kia of Lansing and Kia of Jackson.
When's the last time you walked into a car dealership and they offered you more money than you wanted for your trade-in? Hi, I'm Skip Young, and I'm going to give everyone up to $4,000 minimum trade-in allowance. Folks, you heard me right. I need your trade-in so bad that I'll give you up to $4,000 minimum for it. Body damage? No problem. Mechanical issues? No problem. You don't even have to wash it, folks. At Kia of Lansing and Kia of Jackson, I'll give you up to $4,000 minimum for your trade-in, so I can make you a deal on a new Kia that's going to blow your mind and give you a payment that's lower than you expected. All credit is welcome, and of course, all new Kias come with a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, because I want to see ya in a Kia. Kia of Lansing on South Pennsylvania Avenue and Kia of Jackson on Page Avenue across from Menards.
Plus tax and tax. Trade appraisal from Kelley Blue Book Fair Market Value. Not in combination with other offers. Expires month's end.
TheKiaGiants.com.
It's Jackson's only live coverage of high school football, right here on K105.3.
Straining at the goal line. It'll be second down for the Golden Eagles and goal to goal.
A first down, Columbia Central with a dive. Push the pile down near the goal line. He's going to be shy, so we'll give him second and inches.
It was Carson Daniels on the carry there for Columbia.
Just kept churning those legs, and it looked like they might push him over the goal line, and the Columbia sideline had actually signaled a touchdown. But that was not the case. With 4:14 to go first quarter, 7-0, Golden Eagles.
Our in-town, out-of-town scoreboard, Hanover Horton takes a 7-0 lead over Concord in the early going of their game. Fumbled snap.
Partridge picks it up. He's got some room. He's tossing, and wise play. Throws it out of the end zone.
Partridge's pass.
And that'll bring up third down and inches.
Side of the end zone. That'll bring up third.
Lucas Mendez was the closest receiver, but really there was nobody within 3 or 4 yards of that pass.
Heads up play by the quarterback on that one. You know, I think an inexperienced guy might try to turn that upfield and run. You could lose a few yards on that play and get you away from that. Instead of third and inches, you got third and six.
Yeah.
So he throws it out of the back of the end zone, and they'll get another shot at it.
Yeah, live to fight another day, and that's a pretty heady play for someone who is just a junior.
Couple of botched snaps, though, in the early going now for the Golden Eagles. Partridge will keep it, and he's into the end zone easily.
Touchdown.
Dances over the goal line.
Goal. Partridge.
And Columbia Central now with 2 scores in the first quarter. 3:54 to go. It's 13-0 with an extra point pending.
And that'll bring Micah Sonnenberg onto the field for the extra point.
As we wait,
nice quick keeper there, quick feet.
Move the score
by Cole Partridge.
For the Golden Eagles.
Nice play call from the Columbia sideline. Golden Eagles.
With the hold by Partridge coming
all
up
over the Pirates. snap is down, hold is good, and the kick is up, and it is also good. 14-0 Columbia Central. Let's take a one-minute break here on K105.3.
Back out live in downtown Jackson. You never know who you're going to run into in downtown Jackson, Nate, especially with the cruising going on.
There's a lot of people down here, so probably someone you know.
Wendy Clifton making a special appearance today here at the cruising. Actually, she's always here, right?
Most of the time she's here. Over
she's
at
very tall, too.
Yeah, she's like the tallest person I know, ladies and gentlemen. If you ever see her, you'll know it's her. That's how tall she is. Man, what an awesome turnout. People just keep coming in.
Yeah, people are still coming. The streets are full. A lot of food. Smells great.
Yeah, if you're hungry, the vendors, there's all kinds of unique vendors, but also the restaurants are open too.
Yeah, I mean, we've got most of the downtown restaurants have some sort of special going on tonight, so come down and enjoy the perfect night.
What are you eating tonight?
Anything I can get my hands on. I don't know.
You can't say, can you?
Maybe some pizza, maybe some elephant ears, maybe something from the Dirty Bird, Bellanote. I'll make the rounds.
Did you miss any?
I hope not.
We're hanging out live till 8 o'clock. You're here till 9 with Jackson Tip Music, K105.3.
Back to the game of the week. It's high school football on K105.3.
Oh. All right, we're back at it. Kickoff from the Golden Eagles. And this one... fielded. We'll get that spot.
I believe that's a touchback. It went out of the back of the end zone.
The touchback, it'll be first.
Micah Sonnenberg with the massive boot. Very impressive so far by Sonnenberg.
From their own 20.
Yeah, the Columbia kicking game looks strong. So we'll set it up at the 20 for Napoleon. Not a lot of room for them on their first couple possessions.
And that's a unique commodity to have for Columbia Central, to have a strong kicker like that. It's not something you see very often at the high school level.
Right. And they're to the point where there are some teams that don't even really have a kicking game at all. But it can be an advantage. We've seen it win games in the last couple years. There's a quick out pass. Trying to find a little bit of room
for
the Pirates. And it's Tony Silvestri.
Tony Silvestri with the catch.
Called his name a few times already in the early going. 14-0 with 3.5 to go first quarter on the K105.3 Football Frenzy. Stay tuned at halftime for the Collins Brothers Core Covering Halftime Report. And...
our Subway Player of the Game.
We'll have our Subway Player of the Game tonight, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Couple of early candidates in Cole Partridge. And look at that. Picked off.
What an interception.
Interception by the Golden Eagles. Number 30.
That was Michael Phillips. Charles Woodson-esque. One-handed interception.
First down for the Golden Eagles.
The throw was a little shaky. The receiver had gotten behind him. The throw was a little shallow, but he went up high. Michael Phillips, one hand, brings it in.
That was a very impressive interception. 6'3", 170 on the junior for Michael Phelps, or Michael Phillips, excuse me. Excellent. Probably one of the better interceptions you're going to see all year.
You're trying to turn him into a
gold
Olympic
medalist.
Swimmer, yeah.
Yeah, he's a high jumper.
Oh, apparently he actually is a high jumper. We just got the word up in the booth. So after the second interception now for the Golden Eagles, the offense back underway, and the first down run, we get to the 42-yard line. Second down and about 7 yards.
Looks like the tackle by Michael Hulbert, the senior.
Couple turnovers and pretty efficient offense for the Golden Eagles so far. So 2.5 still to go in the first quarter. They've got a solid 14-0 lead, and on the drive again, Partridge back in that shotgun. One runner in the backfield, two receivers. He rolls out to the right, looking to throw. Got a man deep, caught, and brought down at the 26-yard line. Guess who?
Be good for first down.
We know he's got good hands. Michael Phillips with another catch.
With the tackles.
Filling up the offensive and defensive stat sheet now.
Tyler Silvestri with the tackle. Or Tony Silvestri with the tackle. I believe Tyler is his older relative. Also a Napoleon graduate.
Wow. I didn't know you had the class history memorized of the Napoleon Pirates.
Hey, this is the hard-hitting journalism that you've come to expect from us.
All of the research and preparation that we're known for. Three wide for Partridge. Out of the shotgun. Fakes the give, keeps it. And that one snuffed out quickly by the Pirates. He'll get about half a yard.
Down quickly by
and that is Nathan Phelps on the tackle.
Nathan Phelps. No gain on the play. Bring up third down and 10 for the Golden Eagles.
Third and 10, Columbia Central.
No shortage of cowbells tonight in the crowd.
Yeah, were they giving those away at the football frenzy?
I don't know. I know they gave away the megaphones, which are very cool. But out here on the scenic shores of Lake Columbia, the cowbells are definitely not in short supply.
Three wide now for Partridge. Man deep wide open. It's Phillips, and he'll accept the end zone, waiting on the signal. And they're going to call him down at the goal line.
Good stop there at the last moment by Ethan Weatherspoon.
On the tackle, it will be first and goal for the Golden Eagles.
Good pass there. And Cole Partridge doesn't look like he's slowed down at all from the offseason and picked up right where he's left off. And after a very, very solid sophomore campaign.
Well, and one of the outside receiver ran kind of an inside route, and it looked like maybe that's where they wanted to go, but Napoleon stopped that. But it left Phillips all alone on the goal line. And Partridge's going to keep that one.
Partridge into the end zone for the Golden Eagles.
There's 47 seconds to go in the first quarter. Three scores now for the Golden Eagles. And they're distancing themselves from the Pirates early.
Yeah, make it three touchdowns, two on the run and one on the pass for Cole Partridge. He is off to an awesome start.
Sonnenberg looking to make it 3 for 3 on extra point attempts. And that is up, and it's good. 21-0 Columbia Central Golden Eagles. Let's take another minute break. Back with the kickoff on K105.3.
At the Village Peddler Gift Shop on downtown Brooklyn Square, you'll find the perfect gift you're looking for. With Vera Bradley bags, purses, and wallets, a large selection of lake items for all the local lakes, Life is Good clothing, Tervis tumblers, plus Woodwick Yankee and Kalamazoo candles. It's all at the Village Peddler Gift Shop. They have women's clothing, children's books and toys, and a Gilbert Chocolates counter too. The Village Peddler Gift Shop on Brooklyn Square. And check out the Village Peddler Gift Shop on Facebook.
We have Dr. Penn here for Penn Chiropractic Center with your sports chiropractic tip of the week. Dr. Penn, with concussion such a hot topic of discussion in sports today, where does the work you do fit in?
Well, imagine the force generated to cause a head trauma resulting in a concussion. Now imagine those same forces being transmitted to the neck. That's right. Head trauma causes stress to the spine and nerve system, and chiropractic adjustments take pressure off the nerve system and help speed the natural healing powers of the body.
Go to DocPen.com to learn more and download your gift certificate to schedule a consultation and exam.
We now return to high school football on K105.3.
Kickoffs into the end zone. Weatherspoon will field it, and that's another touchback. That'll put Napoleon out on the 20-yard line.
Brings him back to the 20-yard line.
Rough field position so far for the Pirates.
Sonnenberg's second touchback of the evening.
Yeah, they've had to work with a lot of field, and there hasn't been much to work with. Two turnovers didn't help. Pirates have dug themselves a 21-0 hole.
I think this is where Darren Hampton, it's going to be a make-or-break drive for him. He really has to just settle himself down in the passing game and trust his stuff, make better decisions.
Under center, the give is to Wilson. Going to the right side, nowhere to go, looking to turn it up at the sideline, and again, just stuffed right at the line of scrimmage. Duncan Wilson has not found any room to run today. And credit for that going to the Columbia Central defense, without a doubt.
Yeah, they've been swarming all day.
Scott Ash's Pirates gonna have to find something to get the offense going. I formation. Two wide receivers. Hampton back to pass. There's a Duncan Wilson. Running back pass. He's got some room to run this time. He gets up the sideline, and it looks like he's got a first down for the Pirates.
Finally, a good run there by Duncan Wilson, and gets some open space and makes a couple of moves.
Duncan Wilson
and Sam Toomis on the stop for Columbia.
Coming out of the backfield, kind of a delayed route there for Wilson. Hampton put it on him, caught it, and that rack. Yak, depending on which one you prefer, run after catch, yards after catch.
Yeah,
that's what gets him the first down, and Napoleon moving the chains, and perhaps that's something to spark him off. That's the end of the first quarter. Let's take another minute break. We'll be right back with second quarter action on K105.3.
Hi, this is Jeff Bontrager, superintendent of Northwest Community Schools. The Mountie Nation would like to welcome you back to the 2017-2018 school year. Commitment, learning, leadership, dedication. We are Northwest. Go Mounties!
Family and community is important, and no one knows that better than Modern Way Systems. Family owned and community grounded, Modern Way supports many local events and organizations. Modern Way Systems of Napoleon takes pride in offering dependable service from residential to commercial, or you're more than welcome to dump your own trash at the Modern Waste Transfer Station at 7219 Brooklyn Road next to the Modern Waste Recycle Drop-Off. Modern Way Systems, a proud supporter of high school athletics.
Now, back to high school football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
Around the left end goes Darren Hampton. 5-yard gain for the Pirates.
First down for Napoleon to get Michael the second Phillips quarter started. Nice run for Hampton. QB keeper up the left side. He gets himself about 5 yards. It'll be second and five now for Napoleon. Couple of positive plays back-to-back here for the Pirates. Hampton going out of the shotgun now.
And there's flag on the play.
And that's going to go against Hampton. Took a couple steps backwards.
Typical opening night mistakes.
Illegal procedure penalty on the Pirates.
Yeah, you tend to get a lot of those.
5-yard penalty.
That's probably the most common penalty we see throughout the year, really. But
yeah,
hurts Napoleon's momentum here. Second down and 10 now. Second quarter on the broadcast here, brought to you tonight by Northwest Community Schools, off to a 7-0 lead. A little out of town scoreboard action. There's a pass by Napoleon. Some room in the open field. Brought down, it's going to be about a gain of 8 or 9. Justin
tackle.
Chamblin. No, excuse me. Colin Bradley on the catch. I looked at the wrong sheet.
Connor Davenport with the stop for Columbia Central.
Look at that. The official saw it going further than I did. They're going to get a first down on the play.
And Napoleon will take it. I believe that's their first down of the game.
No, they had.
Oh, they did have one, yep.
Like, so on this drive.
Yes. And I believe we have an out-of-town update from Jackson High, do we not?
I believe we got a 14-0 lead for the Jackson High School Vikings over the historic Marshall team, as Greg O'Connor would say. As Hampton completes another pass up near the 50-yard line, Napoleon certainly finding some room here early second quarter. Trailing 21-0 with 10.5 to go in the half.
It'll be second and five.
That completion to Michael Holbert, the tackle by Connor Davenport.
And look at that, they spotted that over the 50. This is Napoleon's first foray into opposing territory.
Yeah.
On the Columbia Central side of the field.
Silvestri in motion.
Shotgun for Hampton. Back to pass again. Finds a man in the seam. It is Ethan Weatherspoon. And another first down catch. And that one's down to nearly the 35-yard line. I think got it at the bottom of 36. Ethan Weatherspoon with a nice catch. Pass and catch there. And they'll move that back actually to the 37.
Pushes the ball down.
Carson Daniels on the stop for Columbia Central.
Real conservative offense in the early going for Napoleon, but here they've opened it up in the second quarter with some success.
Looks like they're starting to spread the field a little bit more.
This time the handoff is snuffed out. So Columbia still real stout against the run. The give is to Aslan Hunt
of the Pirates.
Nowhere to go for him, Hunt. And he actually lost a couple on that one. Second down and 12 now for Napoleon from the Columbia Central 39.
Next stop, Carson Daniels, the 5'10 junior. Looks like he's playing a little bit of linebacker tonight.
Napoleon sticking with the shotgun formation. Weatherspoon out wide right. Three wide total for Hampton. He's going to keep it and take it up left. He's got some room to turn up the sideline. Good pursuit, though, by the Golden Eagles. He's still on his feet.
Hampton breaks a couple.
Nice job by Hampton to stand his feet. Turned that, what looked like it was going to be no gain, into about 6 yards.
Yeah, looked like it might have been a almost like a fake option type of run off to the left there. And Hampton did a good job to stay on his feet, make a couple of moves, and make something out of nothing there.
Gets it to a third and manageable, about 6 yards. High formation now, Hampton back under center. And he'll pitch it out for Wilson. Stringing it out, taking it to the sideline. He looks to turn it up, but nowhere to go. That's going to bring up a fourth down for the Pirates.
Duncan Wilson on the carry
as
for the
Wilson's
Pirates.
As Wilson's driven out of bounds on the Columbia sideline.
I believe that was Connor Davenport.
Maybe a yard on the play. It'll
He's
bring
pretty
up
much in on every play over there.
He
the
is
defense.
Everywhere today.
Covering quite a bit of ground. Napoleon huddles up. We'll see if they... Well, and this is like you mentioned, Jason. I don't know if this is even in Sonnenberg's field goal range, but if you got a kicker, it gives you a few more options, a guy who could hit a field goal from this range. Napoleon instead comes out in a shotgun formation. Hampton rolling out left. Looking to throw, puts the pass up, tipped again, caught!
Nice catch.
Three tips, and then you get
into the air, and
Tony Silvestri to come through with a heads-up play. It was tipped
Pirates.
By the defender, nearly into Ethan Weatherspoon's hands. He tips it up,
it'll
and bounces again, and lands in Tony Silvestri's hands for a first down. And the Pirates with their best scoring chance so far at the Columbia Central 11-yard line with a first and 10.
Yeah, it was Cole Partridge tipped that ball up initially.
Fun plays out of the passing game today. Really great interception earlier, and now that catch by Tony Silvestri.
And it looks like we're going to get a timeout.
Timeout
on the field. Charge that one to the Pirates. Let's take a break here on K105.3. Back in 30 seconds with more Football Frenzy. Napoleon breaks the huddle, and we're back in action. 8:08 to go here. Second quarter, 21-0, Columbia Central, but Napoleon knocking on the door. Shotgun, Hampton back to pass, finds Weatherspoon. He's hit and doesn't go down, driven out of bounds.
The catch,
inside the 10.
12, Cole Partridge,
and I think he's got it marked at 6.
Looks like that's where they're going to spot that.
Second and 5-ish. They could still get a first down here.
Yep, they are about a yard. They get it to the 1, they'll be a first down.
Jumbo set here. And they'll give it to Wilson off tackle. And he battles forward, and he's going to get down to about the 3.
Yeah, and I think Napoleon is sort of taking the strategy that they're okay with making short gains as long as they're making gains.
Wilson pushes the pile.
7:45 now. On the first half clock, third down and 3. Napoleon.
And they're going to go back to that jumbo set. And the Columbia crowd getting fired up.
Get behind their defense. Play action. Hampton out the pass. Wide open in the end zone. That's a touchdown to Chad Carpenter and Napoleon
touchdown.
On the scoreboard.
I think that was one that Darren Hampton absolutely needed
Napoleon.
To get this team back on track. And it looks like Braden Bunny is going to attempt the extra point. Darren Hampton will hold.
Hold us down, kick is up. Looks good from here. Officials agree. 7:22 to go. 21-6 Columbia Central over Napoleon. Back in a minute on K105.3.
Getting ready for that weekend road trip? Are you sure your vehicle can make it? Bring it into Stone's One-Stop Auto Shop in Grass Lake for a 27-point inspection and oil change. For just $33, the crew at Stone's One-Stop Auto Shop will check your vehicle up one end and down the other, and they'll change your oil. That way, whether your road trip takes you north, south, east, or west, you'll be sure you can get there and back. Get your 27-point inspection and oil change now at Stone's One-Stop Auto Shop in Grass Lake.
Dale Robert of State Farm Insurance knows the insurance business. Dale's been with State Farm for over 25 years and has been an agent for 14 years. He's ready to help with all of your insurance needs. Much more than just home and auto insurance, things like life insurance, business, and health insurance, as well as bank products and even investments. Dale Robert of State Farm Insurance, located on Brooklyn Road, serving Napoleon, Brooklyn, and the entire Irish Hills area, with great rates and personalized service designed to fit your needs. Call for a free quote today, 536-8521. That's 536-8521.
This is how we roll.
You're tuned in to high school football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
Low rolling kick covered by the Eagles. And they're going to put that on the 28-yard line. First and 10, Columbia Central looking to answer after Napoleon drives down and scores. 21-7, the Eagles with an advantage.
Halfway decent field position to start this drive out for the Eagles. Cole Partridge looking to pick up right where he left off.
He's already got three scores under his belt so far today. Back to pass on first down, rolling out right. Looking upfield, gets the throw away. And incomplete.
Partridge's pass.
Well defended there by Ethan Weatherspoon.
Ethan Weatherspoon with the deflection.
And we got a second down and 10 yards.
Ernville was the intended target.
Partridge goes back there.
And for the Golden Eagles.
It's a pass. He really looks confident, and he's got a pretty good gun.
Yeah, good footwork out of Partridge.
Broadcast tonight brought to you by Trips Auto Shop and Collision Centers. Meckley's Flavor Fruit Farms. That's one of those things when it starts to turn into fall, Jace, you start thinking about those donuts and that cider.
I'm thinking last year how I got lost in the maze, and it started pouring down rain. That was fun.
That doesn't sound fun. Back to pass again, Partridge. Looking back across the field. Leaves it a little bit short. And that's
Partridge's
incomplete again. Third down. Now for Columbia.
Number seven.
Pass intended for Connor Davenport. Defended by Colin Bradley.
Colin Bradley.
So now the Napoleon defense. Working toward getting a stop here as the comeback attempt continues. See what Josh Kubiak and the Columbia coaching staff will cook up here on third down on their own end of the field. Partridge back in the shotgun. Daniels in the backfield. Three wide receivers. And they hand off into the line. Napoleon stops that with nowhere to go. The defense stands up, and I'm expecting a punt.
Tackled by Dewey Stowe there. And it does look like the punt team is making their way out. Out of town scoreboard update. Cody Crowe puts the Yellow Jackets on the board. Two-point conversion fails. Hanover Horton still leads Concord 7-6.
Shotgun formation. Oh, no, it is the punt team. I'm sorry. I didn't see the kicker back there. And that doesn't matter so far. Punt plays are just run plays for Columbia. This time, the no fake. Punts up. It's a high one. It's
going to
bounce at the 41. Take a sideways roll, and they'll get it.
Punt rolls dead up at the 41-yard line.
Napoleon, 41-yard line. Pretty good field position for the Pirates. 6:19 to go in the half. They trail 21-7 after scoring on their last drive. We'll see if they can keep that momentum going. Tighten up this game. Coverage again brought to you by also a Brooklyn Columbia Central area favorite, the Beach Bar.
Whiteford is leading Blissfield.
Yes, another that tomato soup everyone always telling me about.
Good stuff. Good stuff.
Stoneville 8-6.
Boat on in from the lake. It doesn't get any better than that.
Pulling offense. Hampton, no one to give it to. He keeps it. I don't know if that was a.
It looked like a broken play.
Yeah. He turns it into about a 6-yard gain. Hampton finding some running room.
Hampton kept
Sam
back.
Tumas with the stop.
Made 6 yards out of it. Second and four for the Pirates.
I don't think any of the running backs wanted it. Brandon Hampton Christian just got stuck with it. Turned it into a pretty nice play. If it's not, if they didn't design it that way, they should keep that in the playbook. I formation. This time Hampton with the give to Duncan Wilson. He's finding some space. He's got a first down and stays on his feet, rumbles
Duncan
ahead. He's into Columbia territory down by the 45.
Logan Hertzberg with
Logan
the tackle.
Hertzberg on the stop. It will be a first down from the 45.
First time it's really felt like
Eagles.
Duncan Wilson found some room to run.
Yeah, last couple of plays, it looks like the Columbia defense has really just shot through a gap right there in the middle of the line, but by the time they are able to get through and get to the ball carrier, he's no longer there and out wide as Hampton gives it again.
Defense stands up to that one a little bit.
The Pirates
we're
on that.
Still going to get 2 yards for the Pirates.
Going to be Wilson again.
5 minutes now to go in the half. 21-7. Napoleon lead. Or excuse
Second
me, Napoleon trails Columbia.
The Pirates.
The Pirates on the run here. Driving into the Eagles territory again. Columbia came out on fire. First couple of drives, they've been slowed a little bit. Napoleon finding a little bit of room. Hampton comes out in the shotgun. He's got two backs. And now they split Wilson out. Wilson goes in motion. Goes from the left now to the right. Turns up field. Hampton back to pass.
Long
overthrows
throw.
Weatherspoon. That looks like the
Hampton's pass.
No miscommunication on the route.
Bring up 3rd and 8 for
he
the
almost
Pirates.
Tracked it down.
He did. He's long. Got some length, long arms, and he's quick.
That's what you want in a good receiver at this level.
Almost able to stretch out for that one. 3rd down and 8
Another
now.
LCA score at the end of the first quarter.
The Pirates.
Petersburg Summerfield up 14-0 over Erie Mason.
I formation, Hampton under center. Back to pass out to draw play to Wilson.
Wilson takes the draw play up the
he's
middle.
He's going to get to the 37, but it's going to keep him shy
Daniels
of that 35-yard line
on
their first down. 4th and
Golden Eagles. It'll
fourth
be fourth
and
fourth
three.
And a long three.
They push that spot on the 38.
It's like 3 3/8. Stop by Connor Davenport for the Eagles, the Golden Eagles on that play. And looks like the offense is going to stay on the field for Napoleon.
Big formation. Gives to Wilson.
He
through
got
the
it.
First line into the second level. He's got the first down and a little more. He's inside the 30.
Connor Davenport again with the tackle.
With the run over the
credit
right
to Wilson
guard,
on that run because he had to bust
Pirates.
Through a couple defenders that had him stopped for no gain and turned that into a nice play. And the drive continues for the Pirates.
Good second
29
effort.
Yard line.
And they'll go back to that jumbo package on first down.
And this time they give to the fullback. Takes about 3 or 4 guys to get him down, but he's not going to find a lot of running room. Mason Crane.
And that was Brandon Cripps on the tackle. Cripps 5'10", 180 senior lineman.
I had the wrong guy. I keep looking at the wrong list. Jacob Straczynski on the run.
I am amazed that you and I have done so well with that last name because I thought I was going to destroy it.
Well, I mean, I don't know if we're getting it right,
well,
but it sounds like
yeah.
we know. Handoff is to Wilson to the right, and this time he stops with nowhere
Pirates
to go.
On the right end.
That's Carson Daniels on
Carson
the stop.
Daniels in on the stop.
So, once again, the Pirates find themselves in 3rd down situation. This time it's 9 yards to that first down marker.
And they have not fared too well in these 3rd and long situations.
3rd and long for the Pirates.
2.5 to go in the half.
Tony Silvestri looks like he's going to check in and split wide right on this form. Oh, they're going to line him up slot right along with Carter Wiley. Split or out wide right.
Hampton goes into the slot receiver. He's got the catch.
And they're saying no catch.
Silvestri with the catch. No catch.
They said incomplete. It looked like he brought it down. And it looks like head coach Scott Ash respectfully disagrees with that call.
But oh, is that what he's doing?
Down and
yeah.
Disagreeing respectfully?
Pirates. Yes.
Fourth and long.
I think every coach respectfully disagrees.
Oh, okay. Back to pass. Hampton goes down
caught
to
it.
Ethan Weatherspoon with a catch.
Ethan Weatherspoon with the catch.
They're going to count that one.
5 yards down for to the Pirates.
They're going to put that inside the five, down to the four. So with a minute 58 to go, 21-7, Napoleon's got a chance to cut that lead to one score.
I think they've got to put it in here.
It'll be first and goal for the Pirates.
A little bit underthrown, but a good job by Weatherspoon to come back and get that pass. Cole Partridge with the stop. They're going to go back to that jumbo formation. Oh, no, they're going to go. Is that I?
No, that's
jumbo.
Good tag. They have three backs. And Wilson starts left.
Bubble
into the end zone. Who's going to drop on it?
That is. Looks like Columbia may have it.
I saw a Columbia player get in there.
And they're going to signal touchdown.
They get a touchdown. Recovered by Napoleon in the end zone. Touchdown. Number 71 on the play. Nick Ash comes up with the recovery in the end zone. And the Pirates.
On the fumble in the end zone for
the
Pirates.
Six up on the board. 21-13 now the score. Tail of two quarters so far. Columbia with three scores in the first. Now Napoleon with two in the second.
And they've all been at this south end of the field here.
And the extra point attempt is up, and that's through.
Extra point.
Couple of fine kickers in today's game with a minute 38 to go in the first half. There's a score for Napoleon. 21-14. Let's take 30 seconds. We'll come back for the kickoff on K105.3.
Forget what you know about fours, for we're forcing flavor fortitude right at your forehead. Introducing Denny's 4 for $4 menu. Four dishes, $4. Enjoy flavor-forged meals like our biscuits and gravy and the shareable turtle sundae. And don't forget about all-you-can-eat pancakes and the Everyday Value Slam. They're delicious, times forever. Plus, since they're just $4 on the 2-4-6-8 value menu, they're totally affordable.
Denny's, welcome to America's Diner. For a limited time only, price and participation may vary.
You're tuned in to high school football on Jackson's Hit Music,
K105.3. Napoleon set for the kickoff.
Jaden Balnick with the kick.
Low liner. Down to the 20, picked up and returned. Got some room again. Good return, gets it over to the 30, Jayden 35.
Kickoff.
Connor Davenport on the run. So with now a minute and a half to go for the Eagles. See what kind of quick strike offense they can put together before the half. Stay tuned with us for halftime. Brought to you by Collins Brothers Floor Covering, a new sponsor on the halftime Denny's Restaurants.
Yeah.
Tell you a little bit about them. Columbia comes out of the field. Familiar shotgun formation for them. Two wide receivers left. Partridge snap is low. He's picking up nowhere to go. Pulling all over it.
So another botched snap.
On it.
Now you hope some of these botch snaps that are coming through in this shotgun set don't come back to haunt Columbia Central after their red-hot start.
In on the tackle for the Pirates.
That spot's getting them outside of the 35, 35-and-a-half yard line. Second down at about 11. Partridge reading the defense. 47 seconds as the clock continues to run. Another low snap. Partridge will keep it and run. Found some daylight.
Partridge keeps it.
But it didn't last long. He goes down to the deck.
Chad Tucker.
Close to the 40.
27 with the tackle for the Pirates.
Clock stops. 39 seconds.
Clock has been stopped.
Tripped up by Chad Carpenter and Tony Silvestri.
Napoleon takes the timeout.
Interesting strategy here with third down.
So maybe they think they're going to have a chance to get the ball back.
And they've got one timeout left. No, they have two.
You want to dig in your pocket?
This is their first timeout.
50-50 ticket as we come to halftime tonight.
Halftime, we'll check in again with J-Rod in downtown Jackson.
50-50 ticket. You'll need to bring your half of the ticket up.
I believe
to the press box
that we'll have that check in.
The
timeout continues here on the field.
If we can break him away from staring at all those awesome cars that he's checking out. We do have an out-of-town scoreboard update. Hanover Horton has scored another touchdown, 4:46 to go in the second quarter. They lead Concord 14-6.
The score of the Hanover-Concord game has moved again. Hanover scored a touchdown. It is 14-6, Hanover over Concord at this time.
Timeout is over. Coleman back on the field. Third down and 8 yards. Partridge rolls left. Back to pass. Gets it away. To the sideline. Caught.
Partridge
and tiptoed out of bounds at the 50.
At the 50-yard line.
Is Connor Davenport.
It'll be first.
Good heads-up play to get out of bounds.
For Columbia.
Now 34 seconds to go in the half. 21-14. Columbia Central lead.
And we've seen Cole Partridge do a good job of being a good field manager. Now we'll see how his time management plays out.
Nose of the football right on the 50-yard line. First and 10.
Looks like they'll go trips left.
That's the way Partridge rolls, looking to pass. Throws it away. Under pressure
Partridge
from
throws the pass
Napoleon penetration back in the backfield there. Braden Bunny
bring up second and 10
in the pursuit.
Columbia.
It looked like they brought a couple of linebackers on that play as well.
Only took about 5 seconds off the clock on that one.
Good job recognizing that there really wasn't nothing without forcing the issue and just get the ball thrown away.
Now four wide receivers for Partridge. Takes the snap. Back to pass. Gets it away quickly.
Pass complete
to
Toomas. He goes to number 9.
He's brought down near the 45. And 23 seconds to go. We'll get a timeout on the field.
That was Tony Silvestri on the stop.
This time by the Golden Eagles.
Let's take a 30-second break. We'll come back and get the final 23 seconds here on K105.3. Columbia driving, leading 21-14.
This is Pam Campbell, Superintendent of Columbia Schools. Our caring teachers work with students to promote high test scores.
Columbia has an award-winning high school band, strong sports, and an excellent preschool and child care program.
I'm Kate. Our teachers are willing to go the extra mile to help us learn.
I'm Cameron. I enjoy participating in musicals and playing sports. Our coaches encourage us to be good students as well as community leaders.
Make Columbia your school of choice. Visit myeagles.org or call 592-6641.
It's Jackson's only live coverage of high school football, right here on
K105.3. Out of the timeout, Central. Trips receivers left for Cole Partridge out of the shotgun.
Blitz coming.
Back to pass. Lofts it up. He's got one-on-one coverage.
Flag thrown.
And we're going to get a pass interference call.
And it looks like there's a good catch. Connor Davenport. The question will be who this pass interference call is on.
We do have a flag on the play.
There's a battle, so it'll depend on who this call is.
Yeah, there's an exchange of pushes. And decline it.
It is a pass interference call declined by the
because
Golden
the
Eagles.
Catch was made.
Take the result of the play.
So that gets us a with 18 seconds to go, first and 10 for the Golden Eagles.
And Columbia, I believe, has one timeout left. They're getting close to Micah Sonnenberg's field goal range.
Three receivers right now for Partridge. And he finds across the middle.
Pass incomplete.
Pass a little bit behind and broken up by Tony Silvestri.
Four.
He's been all over the place on defense tonight.
10-4, Sam Toomas.
Second down. 10 seconds on the clock. You know, at a time like this, you wonder if you take a shot at the end zone and then you maybe turn it over to the leg of Micah Sonnenberg. I wonder if he's got this range.
Yeah, you got nothing to lose. The clock gets down close to zeros.
Out of the shotgun. spread it out. Partridge back to pass. Good pressure from the Pirates. Incomplete.
Incomplete pass.
Got it away, looking for Tumas. And with 6 seconds to go,
Tony Silvestri on the down again.
10 for the Golden Eagles.
Still no movement out of Micah Sonnenberg on the sidelines there. As he is right near a coach who can drag him out there if need be.
Could come out and take one more shot at it here?
Yeah, why not? I mean, you got the time. You might as well.
I mean, it's 3rd and 10, 6 seconds. Back to pass. Partridge looking to the end zone.
Oh, and he fell.
Tripped up. Looks like their legs got tangled up. No call. Tumas goes down. Incomplete pass. And with 1 second on the clock.
Yeah, that's incidental contact there with Tony Silvestri. Nothing you could do. No flag needed.
Tumas, the intended target of the
still
pass.
No movement out of Sonnenberg.
Going to bring up 4th and 10 for the
Some hometown. Clock operator advantage. 1 second to go. I'm just kidding. I just looked over at him while
as the evil stare makes its way down to our neck of the woods in the press box.
When you get a timeout on the field.
I think that's a resounding no from their section there.
Updated score.
He resented the implication
game.
Even existing.
Moved the line to 28.
21-14 our score here.
Marshall
Columbia
seven.
Looking to maybe tack on some additional points before we go to the half for Collins Brothers floor covering.
We do have an out-of-town scoreboard update. Jackson leads Marshall 28-7. Michigan Center up 28-6 on Climax Scotts.
Couple of Cardinals up in the booth here tonight.
That is right.
Scores from the local teams.
The lovely new stands at Michigan Center, the renovated football field.
Yeah, we'll find ourselves there in a few weeks.
Yes, we will.
Cardinals and Trojans, I believe, is the tilt we'll be in town for. Partridge back to pass. One-on-one coverage. Little bit of contact. No call.
Doesn't look like the ball would have been catchable.
Ball is incomplete. That'll bring
Phillips
us
wasn't
to
able to jump high enough to get to that one. Time runs out on the first half. 21-14 Columbia Central. In the lead. Let's go ahead and take a couple minutes here and hear from our sponsors. We'll come back with the halftime report for Collins Brothers floor covering at K105.3. Again, 21-14 Columbia Central in front of Napoleon.
All right, here we are in downtown Jackson, checking in one last time from the DDA cruise. And just because we're split doesn't mean this is ending. It goes until about 9 o'clock, and then after that, all the restaurants and everybody in downtown is going to be open still. So check out downtown, especially right now. Mike from Melling, wow, what a nice night. Awesome, beautiful weather, and the vehicles that are in tonight are super fresh.
Yes, they are. It's absolutely just a big surprise how many there are and the variety. I was talking to the group from the Downtown Jackson Authority. They think that from the registrations and from the additional Model A's that are down here, we got about 350 cars downtown tonight.
That is craziness. What is that right there that just drove by?
That's actually a custom coupe that he's basically hand-fabricated. That it's got like a boat tail look on the back, and it's got the old look of the Ford grill in the front. But that's a custom job. That's a very, very, very nice car.
I'm sorry, I went squirrel on you for a second there. Yeah. It's like something always goes by, or something just pops your eye. This whole night is like that.
Oh yeah, it's great because we come out here and talk to the customers that we got locally here, and so many people come up. There's a guy over here with a '68 Cougar. He's got all of our parts in his engine. It runs great. He loves it. Makes 450 horsepower. And there's so many people that come in and just give us a lot of props and then want to know what's new and just kind of discuss what we're doing at the shop.
Well, how can I find out more about Melling?
We can go to our website. It's www.melling.com, and it's got all the information for our aftermarket performance and original equipment parts.
Thank you, Mike. I appreciate it.
Oh, hey, we're happy to be out here supporting the community.
Yeah, Melling, a huge part of the DDA Cruising, which goes until 9 o'clock tonight. It's J-Rod checking in one last time with Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
For over 30 years, Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning has assisted the Irish Hills and surrounding areas with all of its HVAC and plumbing needs, including new construction and service. Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning is the only Lennox dealer in Jackson County. They can service all brands of equipment, and they even have a technician on call 24/7. For more information, call Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, 517-529-9437, or visit their website at brooklynplumbingandheating.com.
High school football on K105.3. It's the Halftime Report. Now, back to the press box.
Steve Boyle, Jason Smith, we're live at Columbia Central High School. The Golden Eagles holding on to a 21-14 advantage. They jumped out to a 21-0 lead. Napoleon with 14 unanswered in the second quarter to get themselves back into the contest. And we've got a game here. Great rivalry, two teams that are just down the road from one another. Certainly mostly full stands here. Had a beautiful night for football in the area. Of course, you know, we figured the stands are full, but then you look over by the fence and all the standing room is pretty packed too.
Yeah, absolutely. I had lots of concession goers lining up along the fence there, and the seats are it's an excellent house here. Good view, no bad sight lines here at the Columbia Central football field.
Golden Eagles band on the field for us, and we are joining you here on the Collins Brothers Floor Covering Halftime Report. Jason, give me your impression from the first half.
Well, it was a tale of two quarters, really. The first quarter, the Columbia Central Golden Eagles started out very, very strong. You had Cole Partridge, who basically just picked up right where he left off last year. He had two rushing touchdowns, one passing touchdown. You had an incredible interception from Michael Phillips, and leaping one-handed Odell Beckham-style catch seems to be the comparison that everybody's using. And then in the second quarter, Napoleon woke up a little bit and decided they were going to join in on this football game as well. And Darren Hampton really started to settle down quite a bit. They got into the end zone a couple of times, and really that's been the story. It's been all Columbia first quarter, all Napoleon second quarter, and that's where we're at in the half, 21-14.
Yeah, the Denny's On Demand halftime stats here. I guess the one that sticks out for me early was the three touchdowns, all pretty much attributable to Cole Partridge. He goes through the air and he gets a couple on the ground, and he's been kind of the focal point of the offense, but he's had a lot of contributions from the receivers. And I guess if you're going to be a good quarterback, then you're going to see the receiver numbers be good too. And Michael Phillips stands out as the guy who was impressing us, as you mentioned,
yeah,
on defense and offense.
Well, and you look at on the flip side of that, you know, the receiver numbers really not all of that exceptional for Napoleon. Ethan Weatherspoon had a couple of really nice catches, but that was mostly hampered by that first quarter. Darren Hampton threw two interceptions in the first quarter, really settled down after that. I think the quarterback play has really told the tale of this game. You had the exceptional play from Cole Partridge, and then he kind of came back down to earth. Darren Hampton started out ice cold, and he brought himself back to earth. And now we're getting really good quarterback play out of both of them. Good decisions, good footwork. And I think the second half is going to be really, really interesting to see how this one plays out.
And what I'll say, too, is it seemed like the Napoleon offense was really conservative early. So those couple of interceptions kind of come about in an obvious passing situation. And you know, Hampton just made a couple of errors. But when they kind of opened the playbook up, let him throw on non-traditional passing downs on first and second down, they spread it out. Hampton really kind of came into his own, got comfortable. And I think we're in for an outstanding second half. I'm kind of excited. It looks like it had the makings of a blowout early. Napoleon rallied and really showed us something.
Absolutely.
New Denny's on-demand online ordering. Have you heard about this, Jason?
I have.
You can now enjoy your
Very
Denny's exciting. Wherever you want. New Denny's on-demand online ordering, whatever, whenever, and now, wherever. Order now at Denny's.com. Right now, you can order online, you can pay online, and then all you got to do is stop in and pick it up.
I think I might do that, actually.
And coming soon, they'll be delivering it, too. So can you imagine
really?
Having Denny's brought...
I can see that, you know, 2, yeah. 3 o'clock in the morning, you get a little bit of the midnight snack cravings and things, and, you know, you want to moon over Miami, and...
Why is the Grand Slam is like the thing everybody knows, but moons over Miami is always the one that gets mentioned.
I don't know. It was the first one that came to my head there, and so, you know...
They've got a menu that scratches me right where I itch. That's right in my wheelhouse.
That's your wheelhouse.
The breakfasts, the burgers. That's that menu is tailored to my taste.
It really is, and thankfully there's a gym nearby. That on-demand is going to be trouble for you, I have
a
feeling.
It could be.
Do you want to grab a couple of quick scores out of town? East Jackson trailing Whitmore Lake 18-12. Looks like East Jackson just scored not too long ago to make that an 18-12 game. Michigan Center leads Climax Scots at halftime 28-6. Lumen Christi leads Grand Rapids West Catholic 14-10 at halftime.
And that is the Newstalk 970 WKHM. 970 AM, 101.5 FM game. Greg O'Connor, Tom Ratchford,
yes,
bringing you live coverage from Grand Rapids on that one. So we got you covered on some of the best games in the area here.
Yeah.
With this one, we got at 21-14 at the half. Let's go ahead and take a two-minute break, and we'll hear from the MHSAA with a This Week in High School Sports segment. And we'll be back on the halftime report for Collins Brothers 4 covering 21-14. Columbia Central leads Napoleon on K105.3.
And the award for first in quality goes to Jim's Auto Body and Service. A one-stop shop for everything automotive. Whether it's body repair for your Deere accident or a complete engine swap, they have you covered. Jim's Auto Body and Service can mix the perfect color match with their computerized paint mixing system. If it's an insurance claim or out-of-pocket, all work is guaranteed. Jim's Auto Body and Service in Napoleon and online at jimsautobodyandservice.com.
Hi, this is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools. The Mountie Nation would like to welcome you to the Jackson County 2017 Fall High School Sports Season. Commitment, teamwork, leadership, dedication. We are Northwest Go Mounties.
Meckley's Flavor Fruit Farm, no matter the season, no matter the mood. Hard ciders, fine wines, fresh baked goods, including our famous maple bacon donuts. Great days start with a trip to Meckley's Flavor Fruit Farm. Now open 7 days a week, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. First Saturday of the month, we feature live entertainment on the patio. No matter the season, no matter the mood. Meckley's Flavor Fruit Farm's located 1/2 mile north of U.S. 12 on South Jackson Road.
The Jackson YMCA Bus-In Program helps transport kids to the YMCA from local elementaries while helping engage kids in physically active, learning, and imaginative activities that encourage exploration of who they are and what they can achieve. The Bus-In Program runs from Monday to Friday and stops at 6 p.m. The YMCA picks kids up at local elementary schools and takes them to the YMCA. Kids can do various activities such as art, sports, homework help, games, and gymnastics. For more information, go to jacksonymca.org.
New concussion numbers, blindside blocks, and welcome back, Steve. It's all next on This Week in High School Sports, powered by My Student Aid, making college accessible, affordable, and achievable. Hi again, everyone. I'm John Johnson, and welcome to a new season of This Week in High School Sports. The second year of tracking concussions in high school sports in the state of Michigan saw an 11% drop during the 2016-17 school year, but Michigan High School Athletic Association Executive Director Jack Roberts offers words of caution.
It's not a trend that we can bank on. There's too many variables involved that could significantly affect or contribute to the data that we received this year.
For the second straight year, the survey revealed that girls reported concussions at a 2 to 3 times the rate of boys in sports like soccer, basketball, and baseball, softball.
Girls may sustain more concussions than boys, or girls may be more forthcoming in reporting concussions than boys are, or a little bit of both. But in any case, we need to have our coaches coach boys and girls differently, and we need to prepare coaches to coach boys and girls differently.
With the new sports school year now officially underway, Roberts looks forward to gathering additional data on the topic.
Our data becomes most reliable and most useful only after we have several years of data to compare and to analyze. Only then will we know where the trouble spots really are, and only then can we effectively address those trouble spots to make our good games even better than they are today.
Our Sparrow Health game balls this week go out to the girls' tennis team at Negaunee. The defending Division I UP champions chalked up two 7-1 wins last week over Ishpeming Westwood and West Iron County. and the Fruitport girls volleyball team, which was a perfect 6-0 over the weekend at the Traverse City Central Invitational. Rachel Paulson led the effort with 34 kills. Water is a critical nutrient for student athletes. Dehydration can cause muscle cramping and fatigue. A tip from Sparrow, the official health system of the Michigan High School Athletic Association. Back with more in a moment. You're listening to This Week in High School Sports.
Hi, my name is Dan Skuda, professional football player and Michigan native. Being born and raised in Michigan, I want to see all Michigan students succeed. Paying for college can be a barrier. That's why I've teamed up with My Student Aid to help tackle the cost of college. My Student Aid helps students and families in Michigan with affording college, with scholarships, grants, and also college savings programs. See how they can help you today by visiting michigan.gov/MyStudentAid. Together, we can help make college accessible, affordable, and achievable.
Come on. Our weekly Be the Referee feature takes a look at the fine art of officiating with Mark Ewell.
We're going to start the new school year with a three-part series on football rule changes. There may be no hit in football which generates more oohs and ahs than the blindside hit. It's also one of the most dangerous hits in the game. A defensive player in pursuit of the runner who does not have a reasonable opportunity to see the oncoming blocker is considered defenseless. In keeping with putting player safety first, National high school rules now allow blocking from the blind side only when contact is initiated with the hands, achieving the same effect without all the contact. That big blind side hit will now result in a 15-yard penalty and possible ejection from the game. Next week, we'll look at changes to rules covering onside kicks.
Thanks, Mark. There's help wanted. Just whistle. Go to the MHSAA website now to be a referee. There are so many welcome sights and sounds that come with the start of a new school year, but perhaps none so delightful than at a football scrimmage over near Flint last week when Steve Johnson, a registered official of over 40 years, stepped back on the field. Johnson, a finals caliber official in multiple sports from Burton and just one of the nicest guys you'll ever meet, had taken a year off from officiating to win a fight bigger than any game, beating stage 4 cancer. He now has a clean bill of health and looking forward to being back out there on the field again. Steve had a lot of support from the officiating community, many of whom came back gave fees to help the cause during his aggressive chemo treatments, and he was welcomed at that scrimmage last week with lots of hugs and high fives. We too welcome Steve back to the fold and wish him well going forward. A big kickoff weekend lies ahead for MHSAA-TV, launching its 10th season with over 14 live football games in 3 days from kickoff classics in Flint, Grand Rapids, and Detroit. And Friday night football highlights return to cable TV this fall. Watch for the debut of the State Champ Sports Network's MHSAA Extra Point Saturday mornings at 10 on Fox Sports Detroit. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, powered by My Student Aid, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for listening, everyone. I'm John Johnson. We'll see you next time.
K105.3 presents High School Football. That will conclude the halftime report. It's now time for the second half on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
Steve Boyle, Jason Smith, yeah, we're winding down the final couple minutes of the halftime break here, and we will get ready for second half action. Again, the score 21-14. Thank you to Collins Brothers Floor Covering, our halftime sponsor. And yes. Stay tuned following the game. We'll get you the Subway Player of the Game, of course. And we keep you rolling here on K105.3's Football Frenzy. Jason, what are you looking forward to here in the second half?
I'm looking forward to the quarterback play. Cole Partridge has been just spectacular, and Darren Hampton has really—he's shown flashes of being a great quarterback this year for Napoleon. And I'm interested to see what adjustments are made coming into the second half with both of those quarterbacks, and we'll see what comes of it.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see. You know, can Napoleon continue the momentum that they had at the end of the first half and, you know, cut this lead down at 7, now 21-14, Columbia Central. But Columbia Central got all those points in the first quarter, failed to score in the second, and even though they did make a quick go of it there at the end of the first half with time winding down, and you had the feeling that had they had time, they might have had a shot at scoring, but The clock ran out on them as the Golden Eagles emerge from the halftime locker room. We're just about ready to get things going again in the second half. I want to say thank you to some of our other sponsors, the Jackson YMCA, Jackson Public Schools, American One Credit Union on the game tonight, and, of course, Art Main setting us up with that big the giveaway of the two-year lease on the Chevy
car.
Equinox.
Or the Equinox, that's right.
Would you say Traverse? That's like the bigger one, right?
Yes, it is. That is the bigger one. The Equinox is awesome, and it's a fantastic car. I got to look it over. Wish I could have driven it, but...
Yeah. Yeah, that's what they don't let me do either, Jason.
Yeah, well, you know.
It's wise. I get it, you know.
If they knew my driving record, yeah, it's probably a solid move on their part.
The powers that be. I think, you know, the person who would get to make that decision, Ashley...
Yeah.
So she does know your driving record.
Yeah, and you think I would have a little bit of pull, you know, but sadly she does know my driving record, so it's probably for the best that I don't get to drive it.
The Napoleon will receive the kick to start the second half. It's a low one. Fielded at the 15. Up to the 30. Almost up to the 40.
Big hit.
Aslan Hunt on the return.
Michael Phillips with the stop.
Nice field position to start the second half here for Napoleon, and a chance to tie this one up. They won't quite put it at the 40. 39-yard line as they break the huddle. And the Pirates back of the field, and Hampton coming out. It looks like a shotgun formation. And that is where he will set up. Three wide receivers, two to his right. Quick out to Ethan Weatherspoon, and he's hit immediately, and he'll lose a yard on the play.
In the flat, loses a couple
of yards.
Out of town
scoreboard update, crosstown rivals Hillsdale and Jonesville. Hillsdale leads that one 12-8.
Out from the line.
In
on the stop for the Golden
baseball score, basically.
Second and
12. It's a baseball score if the Tigers are playing the Yankees.
Yeah.
About as many hits in that game, too.
Right.
We're into the second half here of our football frenzy game, Napoleon and Columbia Central. Hampton out of the shotgun again. Fakes the give. QB keeper out to the right side. Turns it upfield. He's got a few yards. He's going to get over the 40 before he's brought down. That's going to set up a third and call it 9 yards.
And that is Noah Eisenman, 5'9", 210-pound defensive lineman. He is a young junior.
I'm going to amend that call. We'll say 8 yards. Clock ticking down. Hampton returns to the huddle from the sideline with the play.
Drive of the second half.
Halftime with Jackson High leading 28-7 over Marshall.
And snap. That's back to the 20. Hampton picks it up. Looking for room. Throws it away. And that's going to be a grounding call as he's ripped to the ground.
There's a penalty on the play. This will depend
That's the intentional grounding call.
Yeah.
Tries to throw that away.
Yep.
He had virtually every defender on the field for Columbia was in the backfield with him.
Yeah, and he had nobody within 5 yards. That is the call. Intentional grounding.
Intentional grounding on the Pirates.
It will be fourth and a country mile for the Napoleon Pirates.
So a bad snap
will be the spot of the
kills
foul.
The drive for Napoleon.
Loss of down.
Back to the 10.
Bring up fourth down for the
For anybody
Pirates.
who's wants to know if Napoleon's got a shot at the first down.
Fourth down and 39
That would
for
be,
the Pirates.
They're at their own 10 and the first down marker at the 49-yard line.
Fourth and 39. Stranger things have happened. That's why they play the game.
Punter in his own end zone. Good, gets away a good punt. Still didn't make it to the first down marker. Fielded at the 45. And he's
Connor
down
Davenport
to the 35. Down to 34
Columbia.
Before he's pulled down. Connor Davenport. All-purpose player for the Golden Eagles.
Tackled by Jacob Skrzynski.
excellent field position to start here for the Golden Eagles. And you had previously expressed concern that botched snaps might come back to haunt the Golden Eagles, but right now it's a haunting image for the Pirates.
Yeah, that one is definitely going to hurt them.
Out of the shotgun for Partridge. Three wide receivers. One back. The give is to the back. Hit at the line. Falls forward for a couple.
Partridge.
On the carry is Carson Daniels for Columbia Central.
Gain of a couple yards. 2 yards. On the
say second and eight.
Second and eight.
Chad Carpenter with the stop.
Among others.
Second and eight from
34. Number 7, Colin Bradley in on the stop for the Pirates.
In Napoleon territory. 9:46 to go third quarter here on K105.3, the Football Frenzy. Brought to you by Trips Auto Shop and Collision Centers. Columbia offense sets up, spread out, three wide receivers. Snap is to Partridge. Play action. No, he keeps
looks
it.
Looks like that was a broken
it's
play.
Going to get him.
Want to play a number 11.
Lose about a yard back to that initial line of
no
scrimmage.
On the play, maybe
third down at 10.
Braden Bunny on the stop there.
Third and 10 for Columbia.
Partridge gets a play from the sideline on the third down and 10. Napoleon defense holding up right now.
I do have another halftime out-of-town scoreboard update. Western 34, Lansing Eastern 6.
Partridge rolling out right, looking to pass. He's got some pressure, gets the throw away.
Nearly intercepted.
Out-of-bounds incomplete. Good pressure from Napoleon. Jacob Skrzynski.
He's bring up coming fourth up with some 10. Big plays on this last couple of drives here.
Jacob Skoczynski with the pressure on Partridge. It'll bring up 4th and 10 for Columbia.
And the stadium announcer is pronouncing his last name the same way we are, so
all
I
right,
think
man.
We have
another
right.
Sign that we're getting it right.
Witherspoon back for the Pirates.
4th and 10. The punt unit out for Columbia.
For the Golden Eagles.
Ethan Witherspoon back to receive. It's a low snap. The punt is away.
Looked like it might have got a hand on it.
Takes Napoleon bounce, or excuse me, a Columbia bounce. And that's inside the 20 at the 18-yard line. We've got first and 10 for Napoleon. So they lose a little bit of field position, but don't give up a score following the bad snap. Pirates with the ball. Still trail by one. Score, 21-14.
Napoleon takes over on their own 23-yard line. It'll be first and 10.
A little bit of a field position battle working here in the early second half. Right now the advantage has shifted to Columbia Central. Hampton under center this time out of the I formation. Gives to Wilson. Off tackle, not a lot of room. It looks like he's dragged down for no gain.
Wilson brought
Garrett
down.
Riley on the stop.
Derek Way on the stop for Golden Eagles.
Yes, that is Derek Way. Correction, looking at the wrong sheet
one
again.
Game,
Way is
6'3",
170 senior for the Columbia Central Eagles.
Say, we've got our own rust
yeah,
to knock off here in game one of our Football Frenzy season. Hampton under center again. Blown up back is Wilson. Delayed handoff.
Hey.
He got it with some room.
Still on
he's
his feet. Over,
he's up to the 40, chugging those legs, and he gets to the 40-yard line.
Wilson,
big gain for
with
Duncan
the
Wilson.
Long run
20
for
yards
the
on the carry.
Sam Tumas on the stop.
In on the stop.
Carson Daniels in there as well.
It will be first down at the
41-yard line for Napoleon with a first down.
The senior Duncan Wilson, just a fantastic run there. Looks like he was shot out of a cannon once he got past that first level.
Yes. Biggest run for him tonight. No time wasted by the Napoleon offense. Back to pass. Set up a little bit of a screen. Wilson catches it, but he goes to the deck. It's not Wilson. That, excuse me, was Aslan Hunt.
Aslan Hunt with the catch.
But he'll lose 5 yards.
Play for the Pirates.
not really a whole lot of room there for him to move on that screen. It was sniffed out pretty well by the Columbia defense.
He turned, and in order to secure the pass, he lost his footing a little bit, went down, and the play goes for a five-yard loss, second down, 15 now for Napoleon. Wilson in the backfield. He takes the handoff. Counterplay. Doesn't go anywhere.
Wilson.
Third down and long now for Napoleon.
Dragged down by Derek Way of the Golden Eagles.
And this is what got Napoleon into trouble, these obvious passing downs. If Hampton goes to the air, look for the Columbia secondary to start to swarm on that ball.
Yeah, interceptions tonight for Tumas and Michael Phillips on the Columbia defense. Hampton is back in the shotgun. He's got four wide receivers, three of them to his right. Wilson in the backfield. Rolls out right.
Chased down,
knocked away. Fumble is...
They're going to call that incomplete.
Ball ruled an incomplete forward pass.
I disagree with that call. And
yeah.
Respectfully
disagree.
Respectful disagreement, I'm sure, on the Columbia Central sideline. They'll get the ball.
It'll be fourth and 16.
Likely
for the
regardless.
Hampton a little bit slow to get up there. Makes his way over to the sideline under his own power. Well timed blitz by the Columbia defense.
Pump formation.
Laha, high
snap. His head. That's going to get back to the 10-yard line. He picks it up.
Fumble.
Ball
is on the ground.
Ball recovered by the
Columbia
Golden
Central
Eagles.
Got it.
At the 11-yard line.
Well, I guess if they were
the
upset with the fumble call before, they're probably all right with the way it ended up.
And that looked
10.
Looks like that might have been Derek Way who fell on that ball.
And I'll spot that right about the 13-yard line. First and 10 for Columbia Central. Golden Eagles punt team.
I'll scratch that. That was Tommy Ronders, the 5'7" freshman who fell on that ball.
Ronders with recovery on the fumble. First and 10 for the Golden Eagles.
Look at me go.
Partridge brings the Eagles offense out of the field.
End around.
Give across the middle. He's got some room. He's over the 10. Down to the 9-yard line.
Sam Tumas.
Second down and 7. Tumas on the carry.
Dewey Stowe with the tackle for Napoleon.
3-yard gain on the play. It'll be second and 7.
Columbia Central huddle. 5:35 to go here in the third quarter. Beautiful athletic facilities out here at Columbia Central High School. Partridge spreads out the field with three wide receivers. Fakes the roll, hands off, and a nice run play up the middle. That might be a first down inside the 5-yard line.
Nathan Phelps with the tackle.
Nathan Phelps on the stop.
Nice handoff play.
Carson Daniels.
Little delayed run.
Looks like they're going to spot that just inside the 5.
One for the Golden Eagles.
There's a chance at a first down. They need a yard for the first down, but just 4 yards away from another touchdown opportunity. Golden Eagles. The offense is set. Partridge keeps it. Looking through the middle. Looks like they'll stop him shy of the goal line, but he does have first down distance. So they get 4 more tries at the end zone.
I think that's really all they were looking for on that play. He is brought down
by Partridge.
Hashtag dad jokes, a boatload of Pirates.
Goal for the Golden Eagles.
You're welcome. I had to get one in. I hung out with Scott today, so.
Oh, geez, that explains it all.
That explains it all.
anybody would know what it's like to be a pirate, it'd be Captain Steve. So I'm with you.
This is very true.
Spread it out for the Golden Eagles. 4:06 to go in the third, first and goal. And the handoff rumbles forward. Did he get
Daniels
to the goal line?
Down to the goal line.
Got turned around and kept
not
it moving.
Quite in.
Backing it up, Carson Daniels.
Second down.
It's going to be shy of the end
for
zone.
For Columbia.
Napoleon had a defender
number
in the backfield as the exchange was made.
Holds him up before he can
thankfully
score.
Brandon Bunny was there
second
to make the stop.
Goal. I'm gonna call it a yard, Jason. This is just inside of that distance to the goal line.
Too far away for inches, but not quite a yard yet.
2 feet?
Yeah. About 2 feet.
The offense is down. Partridge gets the snap rolling out right.
Flag
now
on the play.
Turn it up the field. He's hit. I looked like the football might have been loose. There's a flag
Partridge
down.
Held up on the play.
We also have a player down
we
for
do
Napoleon.
Have a flag.
That is Tony Silvestri, but he is up on his own power and walking away. There is a flag down.
Waiting for the signal from the official there. A place where I'd expect it to maybe be a holding call.
The call is holding on the Golden Eagles.
Holding against Columbia, so they'll move themselves back a little
that'll
bit here.
10-yard penalty.
So the 10-yard hold will take them back.
We will repeat.
It's going to be third and, what is that,
second
about 17?
Down.
Second down. And
we'll repeat second down.
On the 11. No, they lost.
Columbia
they lost some yardage on that play too. Apparently,
back to the.
I don't know. They backed them up to the 15. So.
When we resume, Golden Eagles take over at the 15-yard line.
Looks like we've got timeout on the field. Let's go ahead and take 30-second break here on K105.3, and we'll be back with the second down play on our football frenzy. 21-14, Columbia Central in the lead.
Make your own dress code with back to school season at Plato's Closet. With their always affordable prices, you can buy all the styles you want. Plato's Closet has the brands and looks that you love at up to 70% off mall prices, so you can look good for less all year long. Choose all the looks that you love without breaking the bank. Get all the styles, bags, and shoes when you shop back to school at Plato's Closet, located at Northwest Avenue, across from McDonald's and Los Tres Amigos.
Back to the game of the week. It's high school football on
K105.3. So the chain gang still got us marked with a third down from the 15. Out of the shotgun, Partridge keeps it up the middle,
touchdown.
And he's got the touchdown play, Carson Daniels.
Carson Daniels into the end zone for the Golden Eagles.
Quick dive. Largely untouched, well blocked by the Columbia Central offensive line. And what could have been a drive killer, they put it into the end zone. They'll take a 27-14 lead here on K105.3. I got an update, Jason, from Grand Rapids, Lumen Christie, 21-10 lead now over West Catholic. As the extra point goes through, 28-14 Columbia Central.
With
a 14-point advantage over the Napoleon Pirates. 30-second break. More football coming up on K105.3.
Celebrate the Collins Brothers Floor Covering 77th Anniversary. A free sales event this August with the Collins Brothers Flooring family. Saluting America's most treasured asset, freedom. Collins Brothers 77th Anniversary Sale. Buy 3 square feet of hardwood, get the fourth one free. Buy 2 square feet of porcelain, get the next one free. Buy carpet and pad, and they install it for free. Collins Brothers 77th Anniversary Sale on West Pearl, downtown, adjacent the Farmer's Market. Offer includes other free things not listed. See Troy for details. We now return to high school football on K105.3.
Catholic looks like they just scored.
for the kickoff here, Columbia Central, after the Carson Daniels touchdown run. 2:58 to go here, third quarter. It's a 28-14 Golden Eagles lead. Sonnenberg's got the ball teed up. Ethan Weatherspoon deep to receive. Kick is up. Nice boot. Line kick. That's going to get out of the back of the end zone. And Napoleon will start their drive from the 20-yard line. Another update from Grand Rapids. West Catholic scored to answer Lumen Christi's score. 21-17 now the score out in Grand Rapids. Battle of defending state champions.
Yes, and Michigan Center leads Climax Scott's 35-6.
Napoleon breaks the huddle. Need to get some momentum back from the end of the first half when they scored a couple times unanswered. They'll need to do it again here if they hope to get back into this game. Columbia Central. Hampton out of the shotgun. In motion is Tony Silvestri. Quick pass out to Carter Wiley. Dropped. And there was a demand for him to hustle to the football. Was that a backwards pass?
It looked like it was forward. The officials are signaling incomplete pass. So
okay,
it didn't look like a backward pass.
Like it could have been.
Yeah, it was close. Music City Miracle.
Second down to 10 from their own 20. Napoleon Pirates on the field. Now four wide receivers for Hampton. Back to pass. Pump fake. Now long going throw. Deep. On the sideline, out of bounds. Incomplete.
Intended for Michael Hulbert. Good job there by Darren Hampton to put that ball where only his receiver was going to get it or it was going out of bounds. Good throw.
Showing off the arm, the little pump fake. Didn't fool the back too much. Good coverage.
Another score update. Concord and Hanover have exchanged touchdowns in the third quarter. Hanover still leads that one 21-14.
High snap, pulled back down by Hampton. Now he runs it into the line. He's got a little bit of room into the second level.
Still
he's
up.
Got the first down. Pulled down just beyond that 30-yard line.
Keeps the ball.
First and 10 for the Pirates.
It'll be a first down for
Shout
the Pirates.
Shout out to my old broadcast partner, Matt Lehman. Mr. I think he's unofficially the mayor of Concord.
I think... Seeing that I hold that former title in a different town, I think we can just. I think it's official that I can bestow it upon him.
Oh, you have that authority.
Yeah, I might as well.
I got to
get something out of the deal 2 years later.
Unofficially, the
mayor. There you go.
Concord. Certainly the athletic director. That's not up for debate.
Yes. And a good one at that.
Shotgun formation now for Hampton. Weatherspoon in motion. Now to Hampton's left, he turns up field. Hampton back to pass. He's got Weatherspoon in the slot.
Flags.
Just a little early, the bump from Toomis, and that's going to go incomplete, but we'll get a pass interference call.
No, and it looked like Weatherspoon ran into Toomis, and they're going to call Sam Toomis for the pass interference penalty. And you can tell he's visibly frustrated after that.
It's one of those plays where dislike the call, but if they hadn't made the call, I wouldn't have been mad about that either.
Yeah, the question is was it a catchable ball if Dumas hadn't impeded him? I don't know if you can make that case.
Spotted at the 47, Napoleon now on the move. 2:11 to go, third quarter. Shotgun for Hampton, this time the give to Wilson, and the Columbia Central front line is all over that one.
Duncan
pushes
Wilson
him back.
Carry.
Forward progress probably going to get him to the 45.
Ohio, Noah
still
Heisman.
2 yard loss. Second down and 12.
Second and 12 for the Pirates.
Noah Eisenman first to make the hit for Columbia.
Sun's down, starting to get a little dark here. Columbia Central High School. The lights are on. We're ready. First game of a high school football season. Quick pass. Out of the backfield for Hampton. Goes to Silvestri. He's brought down. He'll get up just beyond the line of scrimmage. the original line of scrimmage there. So we'll call it third down and 9.5.
Logan Herzberg on the stop.
Logan Herzberg with a tackle on that play. It'll be third and a long 9 for the Pirates.
Clock continues to tick here with a minute to go, third quarter. 28-14, our score in the K105.3 Football Frenzy. Four wideouts now for Hampton and the Pirate offense. Third down, long. Weatherspoon in motion. And
everybody took off.
Not an easy
false start
call.
Couple players in motion on that. It'll be a 5-yard penalty.
Third and 14 and a half.
And 15.
Thirty-four seconds now to go, third quarter. Back to pass, Hampton gets hit as he throws, caught. Great tackle in the open field.
Number 6, Aslan Hunt.
Brought down there by Carson Daniels.
Carson Daniels.
To save a first down. If he gets past Daniels, he's got a good shot at it.
Absolutely.
Fourth and 8 for Napoleon.
Up here in the press booth, we were just admiring a member of the press who got a fantastic photo of the Michael Phillips interception. So,
in the fourth quarter now at Grand Rapids, West Catholic, Lumen Christie holding on to a 21-17 lead.
And there we are, the end of the
and
third
we're at
quarter.
The end of the third here at Columbia Central,
28-14.
Golden Eagles on top of the Napoleon Pirates. Napoleon with a fourth down when we return. 30-second break. More Football Frenzy coming up by K105.3.
Celebrate Labor Day at a place that's been celebrating Labor Day for 70 years, the Beach Bar on Ocean Beach on Clark Lake. And join them for their final patio parties of the year this Sunday and Wednesday. The Backstage Grill is open for patio parties, burgers, pulled pork, chicken sandwiches, plus live music, cold drinks, good times, and a burger off the grill. The Beach Bar on Ocean Beach and Clark Lake, celebrating 70 years of serving up the classics.
Now, back to high school football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
12 minutes on the clock as the Golden Eagles make their way to the field. Set up for a fourth down and 8. 8-ish.
We will begin the fourth quarter with a fourth and 8 play.
On the 49-yard line. As we switch ends, Napoleon working from right to left on your radio dial.
Nice.
Some radios don't have dials now, digital. So.
I was going to say, I own one, but I'm old.
Hampton back to pass on fourth down in the middle. And the pass a little bit behind the receiver,
intended receiver was
Chad Carpenter.
Drops the play, and there's turnover on downs.
Change of possession goes to the Golden Eagles. They'll take over at the 49-yard line of the Pirates. First and 10.
12 minutes away now from another opening
scores.
Opening game victory over the Pirates last year.
Whiteford,
Columbia Central victorious 34-14. And I believe our, I want to say our player of the game was Partridge, I think.
That would make sense.
If I can recall.
Probably a handful of players you could name in that one.
Partridge now in the shotgun. Gives to Daniels. Hit immediately. Shrugs it off. He's going to fall forward and get himself a 1-yard gain out of what could have been a loss.
Daniels slips a tackle. Picks up short gain. Second and 9 for Columbia.
Second down for the Golden Eagles. Step inside
at the end of the third quarter.
Napoleon Summer territory.
With a 29-0
clock ticking now on our fourth quarter.
You know, we really haven't given any thanks or really pointed out the great job the MHSAA officials are doing in this game, keeping everything moving smoothly.
Archer's out of the shotgun. There's a play action rolling out right. Puts it up. And
flag on the play.
Get a dust up as two players try to stop.
Pass falls
and go back for the football.
That was Carson Daniels.
Flag on the field. Breaks. I don't know what the call is going to be. We get pass interference.
There's
for this.
A flag on the play.
I think when they both fell down, the Napoleon defender fell on top of Carson Daniels, and that's what they're going to flag him for. Not a catchable ball, but...
Penalty on the play, a pass interference.
Big break for Columbia Central.
15-yard penalty. And
it's
going to
move
them a first
pretty deep
down.
Into Napoleon territory now. Inside of the 35-yard line on the 34. First and 10.
Clock is moving.
Partridge shotgun.
Botch snap Botch. Again.
Drops the snap, back to throw. And he'll throw it away. Right up to the official.
Who dropped
Who
it?
Who dropped it? Come on.
I just gave them a compliment, and then he drops the pass.
Butterfinger.
He had daylight in front of him. He heard footsteps.
Those who can't do ref. No, I'm just kidding. Like you said, these refs have done a pretty good job tonight.
Yeah, really haven't had too many questionable calls. And
it's tough to ref and catch, I guess.
Yeah, you gotta keep your focus. You're not really worried about catching the ball. Never want to become a part of the game.
Second down and 10. Daniels blocks the pass rush out of the backfield. Gets the pass away to Phillips. Dragging a defender, spinning all the way down to what looks to be a first down.
Ethan Witherspoon with the tackle. Just kind of basically held on for the ride there for most of that.
Yeah, Phillips' athletic prowess on full display tonight. 6'3", 170.
Be third and two from the
junior for the Golden Eagles.
And I believe we were told he's a member of the track team, the
he's
high jumper.
High jumper, yeah. So. Which we saw that in the first half.
Yes. I believe the kids refer to those as ups. Do they still call them ups? I don't know.
I do.
Okay. That's all that matters to me, then.
Four wide for the Golden Eagles. A delayed handoff to Daniels.
I'm just shooting for that
Daniels
first down.
Up the middle.
He's dragged down.
Dragged down by six.
Shy of the first down.
Nathan Phelps.
Nathan Phelps on the tackle.
Did not get to the first down.
Under 10 minutes now.
The
Columbia driving.
Long one
eating that clock.
Columbia.
It'll be just about a yard shy of the first down marker on fourth down. Coming up to the line with three wideouts.
Got a quick score update after this play.
And Partridge will keep it as he tends to do on those short yardage plays.
Looks like he's going to be short.
Napoleon signaling that they got him down short of the first down where he's laying. It looks
Logan
like he
Williams
got it.
Snags him from behind for the Pirates.
This might be our first measurement.
We have an official's timeout on the field. Looks like they're going to bring the sticks across and measure.
And while the chain gang gets organized to come on out, quick score update from Concord. Austin Hoxie, 53-yard pass to C.J. Glassby. The two-point conversion is good. We've got ourselves a game out in Concord, kids. They lead Hanover Horton 22-21.
Concord has scored.
Clock stopped at 9:14 to go fourth quarter. The chain gang brings it out on the field to measure this one. Based on where the spot was, it looked like they got it. And that looks to be the case. First down, Golden Eagles.
Golden Eagles.
At the 24-yard line.
Ball will be placed at the 24-yard line, and the Eagles will be at first and 10.
Partridge grabs the play from Kubiak and the sideline crew. They break the huddle, ready to go. Clock starts. We're ticking down to 9 minutes. Snap and give to Daniels. He's battling for some room in the line there. Not going to find much. Falls forward, maybe gets a yard. They'll mark it about the 23. No, they take it back. 24 and a half. 23 and a half. But the clock continues to tick down, and that's what Columbia Central really focusing on at this point. You want to make the game shorter with a two-score lead, 28 to 14. Hey, if you happen to be out of town, but you want to catch any of our K105.3 games, you can hear us on the web, K105.3.com. Make sure you come out and see us next week for the pregame tailgate. Get yourself signed up for a chance at the Chevy Equinox.
The end
hand up to the wide receiver.
Stopped.
And he stopped for a loss.
Stopped behind the line of scrimmage.
That was Nathan Phelps on the stop.
Third and 12.
They're down 12 yards. Clock continues to run. Stay tuned following the game for our post-game report and our Subway Player of the Game. A few favorites, I'm thinking. Barring some big play comeback capability by Napoleon. Slant. Throw by Partridge, tipped and incomplete.
Pass incomplete.
Tipped by Chad Carpenter.
Chad Carpenter.
Bring the fourth down at 12.
Intended for Michael Phillips. Fourth and 12 for the Golden Eagles.
And the Columbia Central offense stays on the field for the 4th and 12 play.
They might as well eat a few more seconds off the clock.
Takes the snap back to pass. Partridge looking down the middle. Had Toomis overthrown just enough.
Partridge's pass.
And incomplete. Napoleon takes over on downs.
The Pirates will take over.
7:20 to go.
That's crunch time.
Still some life in this Pirates team with two scores. An achievable goal with this much time on the clock.
Absolutely. I mean, you're down two scores. You've got a little bit of time left on the clock. Fourth down territory becomes, you stretch it out a little bit here. I think you almost have to at this point.
Hampton back to pass. Gets the throw away. Picked off. He's got a lot of room to run. He's looking for the corner of the end zone. Nobody's going to stop him. Carson Daniels takes it in.
With the interception.
And that's just about going to signal the end for Napoleon. Third interception of the night for Hampton. Carson Daniels for the end zone. Defensive score for the Golden Eagles. 34-14.
Napoleon 14.
Sonnenberg back out there. The kicking game for the Golden Eagles. 35 push-ups for the cheerleaders.
Those were the days.
It's up. And there's another good one for Sonnenberg. 35-14. Columbia seizes control here in the fourth quarter. 7:10 to go. We'll be back in 30 seconds on K105.3.
At the Village Peddler Gift Shop on downtown Brooklyn Square, you'll find the perfect gift you're looking for. With Vera Bradley bags, purses, and wallets, a large selection of lake items for all the local lakes, Life is Good clothing, Tervis tumblers, plus Woodwick, Yankee, and Kalamazoo candles. It's all at the Village Peddler Gift Shop. They have women's clothing, children's books and toys, and a Gilbert chocolates counter too. The Village Peddler Gift Shop on Brooklyn Square. And check out the Village Peddler Gift Shop on Facebook.
You're tuned in to high school football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
TV will be broadcasting this game, rebroadcasting this game at 3:30 and 9:30 tomorrow.
Kicking team back out on the field for Columbia Central, 35-14 leaders with 7:10 to go fourth quarter here on K105.3 as the cheerleaders knock out those reps. Ethan Weatherspoon deep to return for the Pirates. Now facing a 21-point deficit. It's time starting to run out on him. A high kick by Sonnenberg. Fielded at the 5. Ethan Weatherspoon with a chance to put a dent in that field position. He's hit and pulled down at the 28-yard line.
The kick.
Torian Pirates. And first two. Hampton coming back out on the field. Three interceptions tonight for Hampton.
I don't know, Steve. I think some of these cheerleaders aren't doing all 35 of these push-ups.
Are they still? Oh, they're still at it.
Yeah.
There you go.
And now they're all
exhausted. Cheer from the audience.
Yes. Now, in their defense, they were trying to do those push-ups on the track, which is not exactly the most conducive surface for push-ups.
Oh, 35 on that. You can do it one-handed. Look at that big play.
Tony Silvestri.
Silvestri up the sideline. Oh, shoestring tackle on the big run.
Down the right sideline for the Pirates.
Pulled down
inside the ball. That was Sam Tumas. It'll be first and 10.
Huge great gain on first down from Napoleon.
Much needed play for Napoleon.
Mark that at the 38-yard line.
A little bit of a hurry up and there's a bad snap.
Bad snap too high. Gets through his hands. Hampton recovers. Gets the throw away.
Tip.
And incomplete out of bounds.
Pass incomplete.
Hampton got to that ball very quickly and was able to get away a pretty nice throw.
Intended yeah, he got a lucky
chance
bounce.
To complete that.
Yeah. Hampton out of the shotgun. Scrambling.
Got some room. He's going to get a first down. Oh. Just dodged what would have been a huge hit.
Quarterback draw.
Right by that first down marker. Daniels. Spot's going to be
the stop for the Golden Eagles.
Short of the first down.
Tumas with the stop there. Hampton drops back. Fires and dropped.
Hampton's
Ethan Witherspoon.
Incomplete.
The intended receiver.
Short, yeah.
Cole Partridge on the coverage.
That's going to bring up
fourth and two.
Fourth down and one for Napoleon. Big conversion here if they want to stay alive in this contest. They give it to Wilson. Looks
gotta
like he's got the space. Turn it up the sideline. He's got the first down and a little more.
Wilson work his way down the right end for the first down for the Pirates.
Inside the 20-yard line, it looks like. We'll see where the spot goes. Nope, they'll flip it back to the 24.
Yeah.
First and 10
on the opposite side of the field.
I
couldn't see where he actually went out of bounds. His momentum did carry him all the way up to the 20. Back to pass again, Hampton. Got an open man in the flat. A hit steps out of bounds. Reception by Tony Silvestri, and Napoleon continues to drive here. Clock's at 6 minutes. 9 o'clock here on K105.3 WKHM-FM Jackson. Out of the shotgun for Hampton again. 5:47 back to pass. Looking for an open man near the 10. Breaks
Michael
a tackle.
Albert.
Connor Davenport brings down
Michael Hulbert. Down to the 7.
First down.
Stop there by Carson Daniels.
I thought it would be first and goal for the Pirates.
Hurry up offense. Darren Hampton directing traffic.
From the 8-yard line, first and goal for the Pirates. Out of the shotgun, Hampton takes it upfield. He's going to keep it. Nice tackle to keep him out of the end zone. He had one guy to beat, couldn't beat him. And Carson Daniels
Hampton
making another big play for the Columbia Central Golden Eagles.
And
that's
going to
let a couple more seconds tick off the clock.
Carson Daniels making a case for Subway Player of the Game.
He's in the conversation. Back to pass Hampton, getting some pressure. He's brought down. Did get a throwaway. Are they calling him down?
Mendez with the pressure
yes.
on Hampton.
They are going to mark him down. Back at the 15.
He's going to be ruled tackled by Mendez.
That was Mendez with the stop.
Mendez.
And this Columbia crowd is getting loud again.
Under 5 minutes now. Third down and goal from the 12. I can't. 14? Got some distance to cover. Looks like a designed run for the quarterback. Tries to turn the corner, can't get it upfield.
Around the left corner,
run out of bounds. About the 15.
Connor Davenport.
That will stop the clock. That's going to make it fourth and goal.
It'll be fourth and goal for the Pirates.
Connor Davenport with the stop. 5'10", 175 senior.
Concord takes the lead 22-21 over Hanover Horton. Out of town scoreboard. Meanwhile, with 8:48 left, Lumen Christi still holding on to a lead over Grand Rapids West Catholic. 27-24. We've got 4:40 left to go in this one. Hampton takes the snap under center, back to pass. Up the middle, find the man open.
Is he in? Yes, he is.
No signal for the touchdown. They stopped him just shy on the fourth and goal play.
Stopped just shy of the goal line.
That's Chad Carpenter on the catch.
First down for the Pirates, first and goal.
I didn't think they had room for first down.
Apparently they did. Just barely.
No, it's first. Yeah, it's the first and 10 the other way. Columbia Central
Correction.
Takes over.
The ball has been turned over on downs to Columbia Central.
Crowd reacts to the correction.
Yeah, it looked like they were setting up first and goal, and then the chain gang went the other way. Okay. Yeah, I see what's going on here.
Columbia Central deep in their own end zone. An opportunity, you'd like to think, if you're Napoleon, maybe you can get a safety here, get the ball back.
And it's a two-possession game, no matter three-possession game, no matter way what way you look at it.
Yeah, if you're looking at the silver lining, Partridge will QB keep it. He's out of the end zone, but he doesn't find much breathing room.
And a
round of applause for somebody who fell on the steps. Four minutes, 10 seconds as the clock ticks away.
She's still laughing about it. Good
and
time.
And that looks like we get a timeout on the field.
Which is probably the worst possible time that poor girl could see a timeout on the field.
Just a little more attention. All right, we'll take 30 seconds here on the K105.3 broadcast. Final 4:05 still to play. 35-14 Columbia Central.
South Central Michigan Virtual provides an interactive and media-rich education in a student-centered learning environment. Students from kindergarten through 12th grade enjoy the benefits of online learning and in-person certified teachers. Located in the Jackson Crossing Mall, SCMV utilizes state-of-the-art technology to enhance our students' learning experience, including virtual reality field trips. Tuition is free and there are over 1,500 courses available. Enroll today at miscmv.org. South Central Michigan Virtual, where learning comes alive.
You're tuned in to high school football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
4:05 on the clock, Columbia Central back on the field, second and 10 out of the 1 yard line. Partridge throwing,
tip,
and knocked out of bounds. Well defended on the pass play by Colin Bradley. Third down and 10.
Knocked away. It'll be third down and 10 for
Columbia
the
Central.
Eagles.
Not a lot to work with. Down on the 1 yard line.
Bradley done a good job in the secondary for Napoleon tonight.
3:58 on our game clock here for K105.3's first football frenzy of the year. Come and visit us. Next week, we'll head out to Grass Lake. We'll see these Napoleon Pirates again and the Grass Lake Warriors.
Scenic Grass Lake. Beautiful facility.
Yeah, and chance for you to get signed up and qualified and a shot at that two-year lease on the Chevy Equinox. And some movement on the Columbia Central line. It's going to be a false start penalty. Half the distance to the goal, which is basically, I think you just slide the football back an inch.
Yeah, about a step and a half, maybe.
But, yeah, we hope you come out and join us for the pregame. Scott Clout, usually the guy doing the live broadcast. Sometimes we bring J-Rod out.
Yeah.
It's always a fun time, kind of a party atmosphere before the game and some giveaways. And, of course, like I said, just getting qualified for that lease for the Chevy Equinox, the beautiful brand new.
Have some Chevy foam Equinox. Fingers, megaphones, and the Chevy Equinox.
Shotgun formation for Partridge. Fakes the handoff, throws over the middle. Tumas drops.
That's Tony Silvestri breaking that pass up.
It's going to break up a fourth down. Deep in their own end zone, Columbia Central. At this point, a punter is going to be standing on the back out of bounds line.
Going to have his heels on the line, and with the bad snaps that we've seen in this game, that's a dangerous
scenario. And of course, there's going to be some Pirate pressure coming his way. 3:54 on our game clock.
Good snap.
Gets the punt away. Not a bad punt, considering it a great bounce right into the arms of Ethan Weatherspoon. Foot race to the sideline. He starts to turn it upfield. Stiff arms the man to the ground. He's knocked out of bounds inside the 30-yard line.
Carson
down about
Daniels.
The 28.
Forcing him out.
Around the left end on the punt return. First and 10 for the Pirates. Take a moment here to recognize the cheerleaders.
3:43 left on the clock. 35-14 Columbia Central.
We have
well
Anna
in control.
White,
Napoleon's
Chelsea Baum,
last
Caitlin
effort
Baum,
here.
And Gabriella Spice. When we get a chance, we'll introduce the Columbia Central cheerleaders.
Napoleon comes onto the field with the offense one more time. Shotgun formation. Four wide receivers for Hampton. Goes to the short back. It's Duncan Wilson. 50 steps, dives forward. Down to near the 10-yard line.
For the Pirates.
Spotted back a little bit where he dove down. We'll call it the 13.
Outside the 10-yard line, first and 10.
Cole Partridge brought him down on that play.
Back to pass again, Hampton. Now he dives through the line.
He
stays on his feet, breaks a tackle, and he'll fall down to the 1-yard line.
Down near the goal line.
Good job there. Carson Daniels. Connor Davenport on the stop. And we'll get a timeout.
Time out on the field. We'll keep you here. Final 3:25 of this game. I want to say thank you to some of our sponsors on the broadcast tonight. Northwest Community Schools. We'll have a game with them on WKHM next week.
Timeout on the field.
On the 31st, Northwest and Battle Creek Harper Creek with Greg O'Connor and Tom Ratchford.
Legendary Greg O'Connor.
Some award-winning broadcast team. Year after year.
Genzie Tumas.
Yeah. Had to be awarded.
Lauren Hitt.
Had the privilege of calling a basketball game with him last year when Michigan Center
Delaney Hawkins
made the trek.
Grace Hetke.
That was a tough broadcast, however.
It was a tough broadcast. It was tough sailing with the reception
Madison
down there.
Curtis
but,
Rose,
yeah, we powered through it, and he's a pro.
And he gives to Wilson, looking for room on the outside. Dives
Duncan
up the
Wilson
middle,
and zone for the
he turns it upfield. And into the end zone. That is a touchdown for Duncan Wilson, and the Pirates get back on the board with 3:19 to go.
Napoleon.
Still two scores.
Score 20,
now you start looking at the
20.
Onside kick. You start seeing what kind of stuff you can squeeze out of here in the final 3 minutes. Napoleon, what I know of Scott Ash, they have not called it yet.
Definitely not.
Off the upright and goes through
off the upright.
Goes through the goalpost, and we got an extra point that's good. 35-21, 3:19 to go, 30-second break on K105.3.
Over the Pirates.
Dale Roberts of State Farm Insurance knows the insurance business. Dale's been with State Farm for over 25 years and has been an agent for 14 years. He's ready to help with all of your insurance needs. Much more than just home and auto insurance, things like life insurance, business, and health insurance, as well as bank products and even investments. Dale Roberts of State Farm Insurance, located on Brooklyn Road, serving Napoleon, Brooklyn, and the entire Irish Hills area, with great rates and personalized service designed to fit your needs. Call for a free quote today, 536-8521. That's 536-8521.
It's Jackson's only live coverage of high school football right here on K105.3.
Hey. 3:19 to go, fourth quarter. There's a way out of town scoreboard update, Jason. 24-21 Patriots over the Detroit Lions in preseason football action.
Ah, yes. Are the guys who are going to be working for FedEx next week in the game yet?
Well, this is the third preseason game, right? So that's generally the one where you see the most time from the starting
onside
starting crew
covered by Columbia.
Another out of town score update from historic Marshall. Jackson High leads 28-21. Just over 5 minutes to play in the fourth quarter.
48-yard line.
Good program at historic Marshall.
Take over.
You have to put the historic in front of it.
Greg O'Connor made me do it. Like, I can't not. It feels incomplete.
It does. Jackson. You find yourself doing that with the O'Connorisms.
Right. I use the word tilt, which I never would have used.
Debacle.
Before. Debacle is
one of my favorites.
Yeah.
We love Greg. The man, the myth, the legend.
Columbia looking to run down some clock. Carson Daniels takes the carry. Outside that tackle. Turns it upfield. Solid chunk on first down for Columbia Central.
Carson Daniels with the
worked
carry.
Out of bounds by Duncan
down
Wilson.
By Chad Carpenter.
Into Napoleon territory at the 45-yard line. Oh, they move it back there. 46. Under 3 minutes to go now. 35-21, Columbia Central looking to drive this victory home. Hear some noise coming from across the field, and the Pirate faithful still behind their boys. As Partridge takes the snap, gives to Daniels again. Similar play to what we ran last time with similar success. Now on the 40-yard line down to the 38. As Columbia continues to drive and run this
Michael
clock
Holbert
down. Now 26.
Michael Holbert and Tony Silvestri with the tackle there. Another out-of-town scoreboard. It's a blowout end of the third. Springport leads Vandercook 42-7.
Hey, thanks again to some of our other sponsors on the game, Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Columbia School District, been wonderful hosts tonight.
Yes.
Modern Waste Systems, Dale Roberts, State Farm Insurance, Village Peddler Gift Shop out here in Brooklyn. Partridge out of the shotgun. Gives to Daniels again. This time Napoleon snipped out the play.
Carson Daniels.
They'll pull him down
again
for a short gain.
Chad Carpenter with the tackle.
Carpenter.
Additionally, Jim's Auto Body in service.
To the ground.
And Stone's One-Stop Auto Shop.
Columbia.
That's right.
And, of course, one more time, a shout-out to Art Main.
Yes.
Providing us with that Equinox. I'm excited. I just saw it the other day when they picked it up and... And at first I was like, who's the new person at work with a nice new car? And I thought, oh, no, none of us have it. We get to give that away.
Excellent deals, though, I am told, by the Art Main sales team on those Traverse, if you're interested in one there, Steve.
Out of the shotgun now for Partridge. And another give to Daniels. No, Partridge keeps. Great fake. Guy's pulling him from behind, and he's still able to drag forward for about 5 yards.
Almost a little bit of a horse collar tackle there. That's stopped by Jacob Skrzynski. Haven't said his name in a little while.
Ball spotted at the 36. And then get a timeout on the field. Keep it here with a minute 5 to go. 35-21.
Timeout on the field.
Just ticking down the final minutes of the game here.
Score update from Concord, 2:32 left to go in the game. Hanover Horton hits a 19-yard field goal, and they take a 24-22 lead.
Hanover Horton has just kicked a field goal in their game against Concord, taking a 24-22 lead late in the fourth quarter. A
couple of big scores here in the fourth quarter for Columbia Central. Now that Napoleon added that other touchdown, makes that interception for a touchdown by Daniels. Big play. And we'll consider that effort when we decide our Subway Player of the Game in the post game. Partridge back, takes the snap, rolling right, looking to run. Goes toward the sideline, downs it, stays in bounds. That'll keep the clock ticking.
There's a flag behind the play.
We have a chop clip. Block on the play.
Chop block.
That's the penalty call on the Golden Eagles.
So that'll push Columbia Central back and perhaps more importantly, stop the clock. While they move these chains. Well, the marker anyway. Walking off the penalty.
Looks like
it's
going to decline the penalty. That'll
interesting.
Bring fourth. Fourth down.
Makes a fourth down. Napoleon looking to
fourth and six for Columbia
get
Central.
The rock one more time before it's all said and done.
Yeah, we'll take the loss of down. And looks like we're going to get a timeout.
Timeout charge, Napoleon. And we will we'll keep it here again. Napoleon, just 56 seconds to go in this game. We'll get into the post game here. I want to thank Denny's on board, our Denny's on-demand delivery statistics on the halftime. Of course, halftime, Collins Brothers floor covering.
And, Steve, let's say I'm out here in Columbia Central and I want to score myself a grand slam. I'm pretty sure Denny's can hook me up with that. Am I correct in
well,
that?
Well, currently I think you would...
I still
got
to go get it,
store.
But the online ordering is
you
available.
Can do it, yeah, no matter where you are.
Absolutely.
Plan it for your way home. I wonder if you can schedule that pickup, too.
You know, I don't know. That's a good
question.
Get
in touch with them. I heard tell that we might get a surprise Denny's on-demand delivery
hey,
in the
you
press
know
booth later this year.
I'm
so.
Okay with that.
I hope they know what I want. I hope yeah. they ask.
I like my burgers medium, FYI.
I want breakfast. I want something breakfasty. As much bacon as I can get, honestly.
I'll take a breakfast steak.
Hand off to Daniels. He's hit, and he will be pulled down short of the first down marker. That's a turnover on downs. Napoleon will get it back one more time with 51 seconds to go.
Carry. Have you ever noticed there's
not
no wrong time to eat a
down.
Steak?
Ball turned over to the
well,
Pirates.
That's, to be fair, that's 10. How I also feel about
we'd like to once again
breakfast and bacon.
True.
No matter the time.
True.
JTV and MLive are covering tonight's game. Make sure you look for scores in the newspaper. And
Hampton back to pass.
Code.
Throws down the middle. Picked off. That
and
is Connor Davenport one more time.
He runs it upfield. No,
still on his feet.
Nobody bringing him down. Staying on his feet.
And
brought down with 38
Connor,
seconds
Connor
left.
Davenport with the
nice suplex tackle
the
there.
Eagles.
Well, Jason... double check my count, but I've got four interceptions on Hampton tonight.
That is four.
And I think that's going to be the telltale stat of the game. Napoleon hung around. They had some opportunities, and interceptions really kept them from that today. And credit to the Columbia Central defense for not all those interceptions were easy. And Partridge takes a knee. Clock starts. And that's looking like a victory here for the Columbia Central Golden Eagles. Game one. They'll start out 1-0 again. 35-21. Take another knee and get this thing wrapped up. Nope, they're heading to the locker room.
Down will. And the game, your score tonight.
35-21, our final from Columbia Central. Let's take a three-minute break here on the postgame.
21.
We'll come back. Subway player of the game, and we'll set things up for next week. Here in the K105.3 Football Friends in Columbia Central, 35-21.
Family and community is important, and no one knows that better than Modern Way Systems. Family-owned and community-grounded, Modern Way supports many local events and organizations. Modern Way Systems of Napoleon takes pride in offering dependable service from residential to commercial, or you're more than welcome to dump your own trash at the Modern Waste Transfer Station at 7219 Brooklyn Road next to the Modern Waste Recycle Drop-Off. Modern Way Systems, a proud supporter of high school athletics.
Forget what you know about fours, for we're forcing flavor fortitude right at your forehead. Introducing Denny's 4 for $4 menu. Four dishes, $4. Enjoy flavor-forged meals like our biscuits and gravy and the shareable turtle sundae. And don't forget about all-you-can-eat pancakes and the Everyday Value Slam. They're delicious, times forever. Plus, since they're just $4 on the 2-4-6-8 value menu, they're totally affordable.
Denny's, welcome to America's Diner. For a limited time only, price and participation may vary.
Hi, this is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools. The Mountie Nation would like to welcome you back to the 2017-2018 school year. Commitment, learning, leadership, dedication. We are Northwest. Go Mounties!
This is PM Campbell, Superintendent of Columbia School District. Sean, did you know that Columbia Central was ranked in the top 10% of high schools nationally?
Yes, I am taking advanced placement courses and earning college credit while at Columbia Central.
Hi, I'm Kate. Columbia Options High School has a great program, including credit recovery.
Columbia Virtual Schools features a fully online high school.
Columbia School District, from preschool and early fives through high school and adult education, building a solid foundation for a bright future. Visit us at
MyEagles.org.
Make your own dress code with back to school season at Plato's Closet. With their always affordable prices, you can buy all the styles you want. Plato's Closet has the brands and looks that you love at up to 70% off mall prices, so you can look good for less all year long. Choose all the looks that you love without breaking the bank. Get all the styles, bags, and shoes when you shop back to school at Plato's Closet, located at Northwest Avenue, across from McDonald's and Los Tres Amigos.
Celebrate the Collins Brothers Floor Covering 77th Anniversary. A free sales event this August with the Collins Brothers Flooring family. Saluting America's most treasured asset, freedom. Collins Brothers 77th Anniversary Sale. Buy 3 square feet of hardwood, get the fourth one free. Buy 2 square feet of porcelain, get the next one free. Buy carpet and pad, and they install it for free. Collins Brothers 77th Anniversary Sale on West Pearl, downtown, adjacent the Farmer's Market. Offer includes other free things not listed. See Troy for details. For over 30 years, Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning has assisted the Irish Hills and surrounding areas with all of its HVAC and plumbing needs, including new construction and service. Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning is the only Lennox dealer in Jackson County that can service all brands of equipment, and they even have a technician on call 24/7. For more information, call Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, 517-529-9437, or visit their website at Brooklyn PlumbingandHeating.com.
Back to the game of the week. It's high school football on
K105.3. And we got a Columbia Central win tonight, 35-21. Congratulations to Josh Kubiak and the Golden Eagles. And it was not a, he didn't walk away with it. He ran away with it. Carson Daniels.
Yes, he
our
did.
Our Jackson Area Subway player of the game, offense, defense. He was everywhere for these guys tonight. But again, he didn't do it alone. Great performance by Cole Partridge.
Yes.
He was, I say at the halfway mark, he was the leader in the clubhouse for the player of the game. But Carson Daniels really came up big in the second half, including that interception for a touchdown that sealed the win.
Absolutely. Connor Davenport was another one that we could have put up there for player of the game. He had the huge pick six in the third quarter, and really just a fantastic, well-played game in the first and fourth quarters for Columbia Central. They kind of fell asleep there in the second quarter, and again in the third when Napoleon came to life, and it looked like they might make their way back into this football game and make it very, very interesting. But unfortunately, it just was not to be tonight for the Napoleon Pirates, who will fall behind by a game in the Cascades Conference on week one.
Yeah, but, you know, non-conference opponent, and it's a rivalry game, so you know they wanted to win it, but now they'll set their sights on the rest of the league. Columbia Central next week, at home here in Brooklyn against Leslie.
Should
that's
going to
be a good game. And again, I talked to Coach Kubiak, and he said they got a tough road early in their season. Leslie's one of those games that they were looking at that's really going to help them know how good they really can be. I think they are a good football team and an experienced football team, and they can go far this year, and we saw they've got the athletes. No doubt the player of the game, Carson Daniels, but the play of the game, the interception in the first half,
yes,
by Michael Phillips.
Yep, and that was probably the play of the whole game, really. I mean, that was just a fantastic one-handed catch. He had just a great leaping ability there. One of four interceptions thrown by Darren Hampton from Napoleon. Not the way you want to start out your year, but it is a learning opportunity. He is... you know, he's a brand new quarterback this year, so it'll be interesting to see how far he can go. I do have a quick update on a score. Concord leads Hanover Horton 39.1 to go in the game.
28-24. Hanover has the ball on the Concord 18. Also, Michigan Center defeated Climax Scots 35-6 to open their season.
And you really kind of hit on what I think was the stat of the game, Jason. It was the turnovers for Napoleon. And Columbia Central did a great job of limiting those mistakes and certainly the turnovers. We do have a final score now from Grand Rapids West Catholic, Lumen Christi 27. And the Falcons of Grand Rapids West Catholic 24. Titans get a win in that battle of defending state champions. Really a couple great games. Couple great games tonight. So you mentioned Napoleon. They start out at a deficit 0-1 on the season, but they go. They've got a tough game next week, and that's our game.
Yes.
Football Frenzy stop at Grass Lake, the Pirates and the Warriors. And that's a couple teams that were at the top of the league last year.
Yep.
So that I expect another great night of football. That's going to be fun. I can't wait. We'll get another crop of folks signed up for the Chevy Equinox. So make sure you come out to the tailgate. Game kickoff around 7. We'll get the tailgate started about 6. Come out and see us, and I look forward to it. Jason, any final thoughts?
No, just a great game by Columbia Central, and I'm looking forward to seeing how this season turns out as they return most of their offense from last year. So it's a good, and it showed today, despite a couple of kinks with the snaps, I think it was a good performance top to bottom by that offense.
All right. Well, congratulations again to Josh Kubiak, my new neighbor, out where we live, and thanks to Mike Reed back in the studio, a Sterling broadcast as usual. He has to work with a couple guys like us, a couple weirdos, so it makes the job even harder, but he does it with gusto.
Yes, he does.
And again, we'll talk to you guys Thursday next week as we head into the Labor Day holiday break. Grass Lake and Napoleon on K105.3. Good night.